It's time for the Captain's Warm-Up Show. Let's get ready for today's game with the voice of the Captains, John Vicari.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in to the Lake County Captains Baseball Radio Network. Tonight, it's Game 5 in a six-game road or home series here at Classic Park in Eastlake, Ohio, and the Lake County Captains are hosting the Cedar Rapids Colonels tonight. And they've taken three of the first four games. Lake County playing hot, and Cedar Rapids, the best team in the Midwest League West Division standings overall. Happy to have you aboard. I'm John Vicari alongside Jake Volnick. Logan Matosky back in the studio with you. You're on your home for Captains Baseball, WJCU, and this, the Lake County Captains warm-up show on WJCU. Well, last night, the Captains' five-game win streak came to a crashing halt. The Cedar Rapids Colonels' pitching was phenomenal, limiting the Captains to just one run on three hits. That one run came on an Alexi Planez solo blast in the bottom of the ninth. David Festa was remarkable, 5 2/3, allowing only two hits with six strikeouts, and the bullpen did its job from there. Rodney Boone was solid, the starter for Lake County. He would go five innings, allowing three total runs. And Willie Joe Gary Jr. is the man who did a number on him, getting a double, scoring on a groundout, and then a two-run homer in the fifth. The Colonels would add a run of support in the sixth and the seventh and came away with a 5-1 win, their first of the series, and it snapped again a Lake County five-game win streak that dated all the way back to last Saturday when the first half of a continued game that was suspended that the Captains wound up winning on Sunday started last week. So Lake County, again, it's been a while since they lost until last night, but Cedar Rapids did the job there. Captains, of course, looking to get back on track, and Colonels trying to make it at least a series split if they take the two weekend games. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll talk about what's going on tonight at the ballpark, a very special giveaway for a former captain. And then after that, we'll look at the players to watch and the starting pitching matchup for tonight's game between the Colonels and the Captains. You're on your home for Lake County Captains Baseball, WJCU.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at meritechinc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Back here on the Lake County Captains warm-up show, and it is Captains and Colonels tonight at the ballpark. People already making their way in because there was something to get today at the game. The first 1,000 fans in attendance got a Bobby Bradley jersey giveaway presented by University. You and I both have one up on us right now here in the booth. Very nice fit. It's got a Captain's logo on the left, and then Bradley and, what was it, 18 on the back there? Is
12.
12 on the back, and I haven't looked at my back yet. So there you go, Bobby Bradley wearing 12. And he is a guy who, again, unfortunate news about him recently was that he was released by the Cleveland Guardians early in the 2022 season, but he was a guy who made his way through all the ranks in the Cleveland system. Bradley was a captain all the way back in 2015, back when Lake County was a low A affiliate, and he batted, get this, .269 with a .361 on base, .529 slugging, 27 homers, and 92 runs batted in. Of course, he'd go then to Lynchburg, Akron, and Columbus, and he would play with the Cleveland Guardians for about three seasons. Struggles earlier this year, the reason he was released, and unfortunately has yet to be picked up by any other squad. But, Jake, he's shown flashes of a guy who could, again, play first base and also provide some power from time to time. It is a surprise that no one else has at least picked him up to play AAA around Major League Baseball.
Yeah, at the very least, still a pretty young guy, 26. You know, he's getting up there in age now, but to the point where you can still afford to roster him on a AAA roster or even on an MLB roster. He's very solid defensively. He's a good first baseman. Like you said, can provide a little bit of pop. You know, the majors is only hitting 188, not where he needs to be, but he's a guy that we saw flashes out of in Cleveland and certainly in minor league baseball. So, of course, hope the best for him.
Yeah, and Bobby also made a rehab assignment with Lake County back in 2019. He played 7 games there, so not only that full year in 2015, but also a rehab stint in Lake County as well, and he's jersey given away. And despite not being on Cleveland right now, plenty of people were eager to get it, and again, the first 1,000 fans in attendance, and I don't know if they're out of it yet, but make your way to the ballpark. You might have a chance at getting one potentially. But Bobby Bradley, the giveaway today, and a former Lake County captain, one of what is now 121 that have made the major leagues. All right, we'll take another break. When we return, we'll talk about tonight's matchup, the pitching matchup for both starters, and of course, the players to watch in both teams' lineups. It's Lake County, it's Cedar Rapids, it's coming your way, WJCU.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
It will be raining prizes at Classic Park Saturday, September 10th with Super Mega Prize-a-thon. Join the captains for our annual fan celebration. We'll be giving away prizes all night long, and you never know what you'll take home. Plus, the first 1,000 fans get a free Picantes Pepper bobblehead. Super Mega Prize-a-thon, coming September 10th to Classic Park. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call 440-954-9467. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Back here on the Lake County Captains warm-up show. Captains and Colonels just about set here from Classic Park. Of course, Lake County Captains taking the first 3 games of this series. Cedar Rapids with the response last night. 2 games remaining tomorrow at 1 p.m. And, of course, tonight 6:35. We have another great starting pitching matchup, and I'll bring in Jake Volnick to tell you more about it.
Yeah, we'll kick it off with the Lake County starter tonight. It's the 6-foot, 185-pound right-hander, Aaron Davenport, 22 years of age, 2021 sixth-round pick. He's 4-6 on the season with a 4.91 ERA, making his 21st start tonight, 95 strikeouts to 50 walks. He pitched against Cedar Rapids once this year, back in May on the 18th, got the win in that one, went 5 innings, only giving up 2 runs on 3 hits, struck out 6 in a 4-2 win. And his last time out, also getting a victory, but not in tradition fashion. It was against West Michigan on the 21st of August, and he went 6 2/3, only allowing 1 run. But in that game, he gave up 10 hits, only surrendering the 1 run, as I said, in a 6-3 win. Davenport will have a fastball, curveball, and a changeup. And as for Cedar Rapids, it'll be 21-year-old, 6'1", 180-pound right-hander Jalen Nallen. He got called up just on August 17th, gave up 2 earned runs, 3 hits, 1 walk on 11 strikeouts. And I say right-hander, Nallen a left-hander, my apologies. But had 11 Ks in his only start so far with Cedar Rapids. That came against Wisconsin on the 21st. It's a 2021 19th round pick, so it's a matchup of 2021 draft picks. And Nallen drafted out of Chippewa Junior College in Florida. Interesting nugget there, but that's it on Nallen.
There you go. So Nallen, the left-hander for Cedar Rapids. Aaron Davenport, the right-hander for Lake County. Good pitching matchup for tonight. Now we'll turn it to players to watch in both teams' lineups. For the Cedar Rapids Colonels, after yesterday's game, there's only one man you could designate to watch tonight. And that's Willie Joe Gary Jr., the center fielder last night. He's back in center field batting sixth tonight. Had 3 hits. He had a double, a 2-run homer, and a bunt single. What else can he not do? I mean, you're putting the bunt down and then putting one over the wall, not just over the wall, 427 feet off the cages out at Classic Park. Tremendous effort by him. Willie Joe Gary Jr. playing center field, a player to watch for Cedar Rapids, batting sixth. For Lake County, we'll go with the guy who hit a home run last night as our player to watch for tonight. It's Alexi Planez, the DH for tonight's game. He's batting .333 in the series, and that's 6 bats or 6 hits and 18 plate appearances for him, including the home run, 18 homers, 56 RBIs, both the team leader for Alexi Planez, playing in game number 78 of the season tonight. He's your DH, batting third. All right, well, that'll do it for our warm-up show coverage. When we return, it will be first pitch between the Lake County Captains and the Cedar Rapids Colonels on a Saturday night here in East Lake, Ohio, where there's not a cloud in the sky, but there is the sun, and there will be baseball coming your way soon. WJCU.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Do you love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Discount Drug Mart has you covered in 3 easy steps. 1, get a courtesy plus card at Drug Mart. 2, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. 3, start using your courtesy plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly. Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
He rockets one deep to left field. No doubt about that one. John Kenzie, Noel. Tanner Bibee, 9 Ks. Martinez, a deep drive to right. Back at the wall, and that one is gone.
Welcome to Lake County Captains Baseball. Today's game is brought to you by University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhhospitals.org. By Meritech. Make digital transformation simple. Empower your future. Empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer. Whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. by Labatt Blue. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captain's fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank, committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential learning, and personal formation. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at wjcu.org. And now, Lake County Captains Baseball.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in to the Lake County Captains Baseball Radio Network. It's Game 5 in a six-game set here at Classic Park in East Lake, Ohio, as the Lake County Captains tonight take on the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Happy to have you aboard. I'm John Vicari alongside Jake Volnick, Logan Matosky back in the studio with you. And tonight it's a gorgeous night. Bobby Bradley jersey giveaway presented by University Hospitals to the first 1,000 fans. And the Lake County Captains going to try and get back on a winning streak after their five-game streak was snapped yesterday to the hands of the Colonels in a 5-1 defeat. Today's starter for Lake County is Aaron Davenport, making his 21st outing of the year. His last start was something incredible. It was 6 2/3, where he allowed 10 hits, but only one run. 5 Ks to a walk for Davenport. He was really good against this same Cedar Rapids team as well back on May 18th. Going 5 innings, allowing only 3 hits, 2 runs with 6 Ks and 3 walks in what was a 4-2 Lake County victory. He takes on the Colonels tonight, and the Cedar Rapids Colonels lineup goes like this. Leading off, it's Jake Rucker at third base. DH Pat Winkle bats second. First baseman Seth Gray batting third. Mikey Perez in left, the cleanup hitter. Shortstop Wander Javier bats fifth. Willie Joe Gary Jr., center fielder, batting sixth. Right field Dylan Noisy bats seventh. Charles Mack behind the plate batting eighth, and rounding out the order, Dalton Shuffield. The Colonels in their red uniforms with gold numbers and CR in gold interlocked across the front. First pitch, swinging, is Rucker. Davenport with a fastball, and the count 0-1, and we're underway at Classic Park. Lake County, of course, in their home white uniforms. Captains written across the I in Captains, a lighthouse. White pants and the navy blue cap with the C in the lighthouse. That interlock. Next pitch is a breaking ball called strike on the outer half, so Davenport, the right-hander, up on Rucker, the third baseman, 0-2. Rucker with six hits in this series, playing in all four games, though he's moved around quite a bit. First base, third base, and the outfield as well. As Davenport with a breaking ball gets a swing and a miss, a three-pitch strikeout to begin the night. We'll take a look at the captain's defense behind Aaron Davenport. In left, it's Corey Holland. In center, Connor Cox. And in right, Petey Halpin. From third to first, it's Gabriel Rodriguez, Milan Tolentino, Aaron Bracho, and Joe Naranjo. Behind the plate is Mike Gambidis. Just received a fastball that was high from Aaron Davenport. Count now 1-0. And Davenport, the starter for the captains tonight. 1-0. Pat Winkle swings, flares it foul to our left, sweet level down the third base line, count 1-1. Winkle, the designated hitter, he's got two home runs in this series, and in the two-hole, he's been majority in the bottom of the order throughout the week. As a breaking ball hits on the outer half from Davenport, 78, count 1-2. Davenport has a fastball, a curveball, and a changeup in his arsenal, the 2021 sixth-round pick of the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, Winkle moving up in the order, and I guess when you hit two home runs, that's kind of the production you get. You go from the bottom to the top.
As a fastball misses outside and high at 92 from Davenport, count 2-2. Same thing can be said for Willie Joe Gary Jr. up from the bottom to the sixth spot. As swinging here is Winkle, ground ball up the middle. Milan Tolentino, the shortstop, fields, shaded up the middle, and throws the first in time for the inning's second out. Umpires tonight, Glenn Meyerhofer is in the field, and Kyle Stutz is behind home plate. And it's now the three hitter in Seth Gray who will come up. Gray wants to forget what happened yesterday. He had to wear the golden sombrero, four Ks against three different captain's pitchers. First pitch from Davenport, here's a fastball outside high, count 1-0. Gray, the most games played of any Cedar Rapids Colonel this season. This is game 103 for him. He swings here, puts it back to the net and count 1-1. His average of .247 and on base of .342 and .485 slugging. The home run numbers, though, up for Gray from last year, but he's on track to spend two full seasons here at the high A level. Here's the 1-1 from Davenport. Gray, a swing and a miss. 87 from Dav and the count 1-2. Of course, always the question with Davenport starts, is the hair down or in the ponytail? Long blonde hair in the ponytail for tonight. 1-2, 2 outs. Davenport the look into the left hand hitting Gray. Looking for a 1-2-3 first. And he gets it. A swing and a miss by Gray. Aaron Davenport with a commanding first inning. 2 Ks and 1-2-3 retires the Colonel's top of the order. We'll go to the bottom of the first. Lake County coming to bat against Jalen Nowlin when we return here on WJCU.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five-star brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Bottom of the first, captains coming to bat. They will take on Jalen Nowlin, who just has one start at the high A level after getting called up this season. It was a really good start, though. Six innings where he allowed just two earned runs, 11 Ks and a walk. The lefty Nowlin, the 2021 19th round pick of the Minnesota Twins, will take on the Lake County Captains tonight and their lineup that goes like this. Leading off, it's Milan Tolentino playing short. First baseman Joe Naranjo batting second. Alex Replanez, the designated hitter, bats third. Right fielder Petey Halpin, the cleanup spot. Connor Cox in centers batting fifth. Third baseman Gabriel Rodriguez bats sixth. Corey Holland in left batting seventh. Behind the plate batting eighth, Mike Gambidis, and rounding out the order, the second baseman, Aaron Bracho. Lake County taking on a lefty tonight in Nowlin. The kick in the first pitch, fastball high inside, and the count 1-0. Lake County obviously has seen lefties less than righties this year, and an 11-17 record when a left-hand starter is their opponent. Fastball here from Nowlin misses high, so the count 2 balls, no strikes on the leadoff hitter, Milan Tolentino. Milan had an RBI single on Thursday. Nowlin to look in. The lefty, the kick in the 2-0. Fastball catches the corner. Count now 2-1. Nowlin stands at 6'1", 180, 21 years old, and first year in the Twin system was last year. Started in rookie ball after being drafted. Low A for most of this year, and now at the high A level. As his next pitch is fouled away to the net and count 2 balls, 2 strikes. He's got a fastball, curve, slider, and a change. And Nowlin again, fastball in the low 90s. As Milan Tolentino calls time, this time granted, last night in his first at-bat of the night, he called time on an 0-2, never got it from Glenn Meyerhofer, and went down looking on a called third strike. The 2-2 here, fastball inside, high, look out. Tolentino brushed off the plate. So the count now full. Classic Park crowd getting into it. Got a nice crowd on hand tonight for the Bobby Bradley jersey giveaway. And to see their first place in the second half, Lake County Captains. As Nowlin misses with a breaking ball. Outside and high, there's ball 4. And a walk from Lon Tolentino. Start the day for Lake County. Last night for the Captains, there was no man who got a base on balls.
That switches now, and we're speaking of Bobby Bradley giveaway. With the jersey, looking down, see quite a few of those being sported already tonight. Just right in front of home plate. Majority of those 3 sections sort of by the plate filled with those jerseys.
They came in like nice packaging, plastic, and folded nicely. But you could wear it, take it apart, throw it out, and wear it the night of. And that's what some fans have elected to do. As the first pitch is a called strike to Naraho, count 0-1, and what we're doing up here in the booth. Milan Tolentino takes off. Nowlin, a pickoff throw. It's low to the first baseman. Gray, who fires to the shortstop in Javier. But Javier applied the tag, not in time on Tolentino. He wants a word with the field umpire, Meyerhofer. He thought that the tag was in time. Milan Tolentino, it was risky, almost what was picked off, or at least a throw coming over, but does not result in an out. And he's aboard at second.
Yeah, up here it looked like he beat the tag, but really, by Nowlin there, kind of a slow move after Tolentino started off. He kind of mundanely threw it over to first. Wasn't really any, you know, directive to get it over there in time, and Tolentino taking advantage of it.
So now he's at second. The count, no balls, 2 strikes after Naraho is swinging a miss. So it's a pickoff attempt again that gets the runner, but for Tolentino, results with him at second. The 0-2 here, Naraho, a wave, comes up empty. And there's out number 1 here in the first. We'll take a look at the Cedar Rapids defense for tonight. In left, it's Mikey Perez. In center, Willie Joe Gary Jr. And in right, Dylan Noisy. From third to first, it's Jake Rucker, Wander Javier, Dalton Shuffield, and Seth Gray. Behind the plate is Charles Mack, and on the mound, lefty in Jalen Nowlin. First pitch to Alexi Planez here is a fastball high inside, count 1-0. Planez, of course, the 18 homers, the 56 RBI, 333 in this series, a home run last night, and he carries a 5-game hit streak into tonight's game. Tolentino the lead at second. He's hopping back and forth. Nowlin with a look, the 1-0. Planez rips it foul to the netting right side behind home plate. You don't put it past Milan to try and take third. And the way the defense for Cedar Rapids is playing, the third baseman Rucker back and the second baseman in Shuffield is close to up the middle, but he'd have to go a long way if Nowlin wants a turnaround pickoff attempt to try and get Tolentino. And he does right here, and again, no throw, but Nowlin stepping off the rubber, because if he did make a throw, no one would be there to catch it.
We saw this earlier this week out of Christian Cairo, this kind of look at me base running antics, kind of being really visual out there with it, and it was throwing off pitchers earlier this week.
1-1, Planez swings, pops it up. Foul territory right side, first baseman Gray trying to track it, and he makes the grab just in front of the dugout to the left side for out number two. Gray with the sunglasses, shielding his eyes from the sun, and makes the grab. Juan Tolentino stays at second. So now there's two away and Petey Halpin at the plate. I said this yesterday, but I think it's worth reiterating. It's just amazing how it climbs up. But Petey playing today in his 97th game. Today in right field, he's usually a stalwart at center, but Connor Cox there for tonight's game. First pitch, fastball called strike count 0-1. With Lake County having four outfielders on their current roster, Planez, you got to keep in this order. He's the DH, so Holland, Cox, and Halpin. And you want to not put Halpin in center field every day, and you push him over to right tonight. As a breaking ball is a called strike top of the zone, so the count now 0-2 with two outs. Nowlin on to Halpin, a lefty versus lefty matchup. Milan Tolentino with a lead off of second. No score, bottom of the first here at Classic Park. The 0-2. Halpin takes a swing. It's popped up left side foul territory. Third baseman Rucker moving towards the wall, and he sticks out the glove to his right and makes the grab that ends the inning. So after a leadoff walk allowed by Nallen, he gets a strikeout and two pop-ups, caught in foul territory by the infield of Cedar Rapids. The captains score no runs, no hits, no errors, leave one in scoring position, Tolentino. No score through one. You're on your home for Captains Baseball, WJCU.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official Captains gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in Captains gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic Captains merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kids' zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Top two here at Classic Park. No score between Cedar Rapids and Lake County. 1-2-3 inning worked by Aaron Davenport, Lake County starter tonight. Two Ks against the top three in the Colonel's order. Faces the four hitter in Mikey Perez. First pitch is a fastball high and outside, count 1-0. Aaron Davenport was hit a lot in his last start as a fastball comes inside here, count 2-0. But the one stat that matters is the runs. He allowed 10 hits against West Michigan, but only one run. Somehow, he stranded so many West Michigan Whitecaps, and it's honestly quite a feat. Of course, you ask any starter, they would like more dominant of a start and not as many singles, but that's all they were. They weren't single. They weren't homers. They weren't doubles. They were mostly singles off the bat of West Michigan hitters, and Davenport navigated well through a lot of base runners. 3-1 here to Perez. It's a fastball, high ball, 4, and that was part of the reason, too, Davenport got out of innings, not allowing the base on ball. He does here to begin the second. Hey, remember, Captains fans, don't throw away that ticket. You flip it over for details on a Moe's Southwest Grill offer for a buy one, get one free entree with the purchase of two regular drinks. Valid participating Moe's locations in Menor, Mayfield Heights, South Euclid. Wander Javier swings at the first pitch, lines it foul right side, up and out of play. It's clear skies here tonight, 73 degrees, a bit of a breeze as well, 9 miles an hour blowing in towards the third baseline, so balls hit the right field may be affected a tad. Of course, 320 down both lines and 400 to straightaway center. Davenport to throw over to first, back in with a head first slide, Perez. And the count is 0-1 on Javier, of course.
John, talking about the weather, 73 feels beautiful to me and you. Apparently not everybody else.
No.
Field umpire Glenn Meyerhofer wearing the long sleeve, looks like a windbreaker out there. Manager Greg DiCenzo for the Captains wearing a hoodie.
We're going to have to ask D about that, as the 0-1 is swung on and fouled to the right side by Javier, count 0-2. D's a Massachusetts guy, Northeast guy, went to college upstate New York, wearing the sweatshirt in 70-degree weather.
Not like
if he's comfortable, hey, but
do what you got to do, but, you know, I'm growing up in that area and here, that's
very
not,
surprising.
Not the typical, not the
very,
typical at all.
And he was a guy, manager Greg DiCenzo, who was not affected during those early games in April when it was freezing. As Davenport, a pickoff throw, it goes away from Naraho. It was a low throw, now hitting second and wanting third, Perez picking it up, Naraho, but his throw cut off by Tolentino before it gets to the third base bag. This has been an underrated struggle for Captains pitchers recently. Doug Nikhazy, Jack Leftwich, and now Aaron Davenport, and throwing Elvis Duraz as well in this series, have all now have a throwing error with a pickoff to first.
Yeah, it's got to be something maybe they have to work on in practice a little bit more, working on their pickoff moves, but and they're all the same way. These are almost impossible throws for Joe Naranjo to pick at first. They're directly at his feet in the dirt, and they just hop up immediately. I mean, they're rockets at first actually trying to get the runner.
A breaking ball misses high outside, count 1-2. And Joe Naraho, just 5 errors this year in what is 106 games played. He's a vacuum over there. I mean,
absolutely.
So Davenport, the look in, the windup, kick in the 1-2. Breaking ball misses outside low, count 2-2. He's going to have to battle here with a runner on third and no outs. Mikey Perez, the runner. Wander Javier, the batter. Here's the 2-2. Another slider misses outside, count full. There's a vacant first and second, of course, with Perez moving to third base. But Davenport not trying to begin this second with back-to-back base on balls allowed. Davenport a glance over, wind-up kick, and the payoff pitch. Swung on and missed, Javier. Nice job by Davenport, 93 on the heater. For out number one in the inning and strikeout number three for Dav. Davenport with a nice strikeout to walk ratio this year, 95 Ks to 50 walks, that ERA just under 5. It's really been just sporadic bad starts that have really higher or risen that ERA, including 8 runs allowed in 1 and 5 and 2, because he's been really good recently. So swing and a miss by Willie Joe Gary Jr., count 0. That's really what's blown up that ERA higher than probably, again, it would be for a consistent and average on Davenport's start. As the 0-1 is a breaking ball called strike, count 0-2, but of course, ERA, earned run average. But
great statistic, clearly.
Great statistic, of course. As the infield in here, Gabriel Rodriguez third and Tolentino at short, Bracho the second baseman, Naraho the first. Counts 1-2 as Davenport missed with a fastball. Hitter Willie Joe Gary Jr., who had the 3-hit night in yesterday's game. Davenport the windup kick in the 1-2. Fastball high outside, count 2-2. We've noticed in home starts when Davenport misses with that fastball, it's usually high.
Yeah, it's got Nikhazy too. A lot of these captain starters, at least at home, fastball's high is the motto.
Breaking ball here hangs high. Amdidas has to jump out of the crouch position to corral it. Count is full once again to a third consecutive batter for Aaron Davenport, this Willie Joe Gary Jr. Mikey Perez, the runner off third. No score here in the top of the second. Infield in for Lake County. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Gary Jr. chased a fastball above his head. 94 from Aaron Davenport. He's getting that fastball and the two-strike pitch to work to his favor tonight.
Yeah, working it high into the zones, really tempting hitters with a high fastball, thinking they can power it over the fence. But right now, Aaron Davenport strong with it and firing it past guys.
So now it's Dylan Noisy who's tasked in bringing home the runner. Cedar Rapids does not want to waste the runner on third with no outs and not taking the lead here. First pitch to Noisy, flipped foul right side above the sweets and out of play. Noisy last night 1-for-4 with a single. Colonels as a unit had 9 hits and 5 runs scored. They're one of their worst offensive days of the series, but their pitching was spot on. Noisy pops it up. Right side of the infield, Naraho backtracking, and he will make the play. Calls off Bracho at the final moment in right center field, and that ends the inning. Aaron Davenport with the Houdini act in the second. No runs allowed despite putting a runner on third with an error. And again, that runner not coming home. So no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on base. Bottom of the second we go. Still no score here at Classic Park.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
It will be raining prizes at Classic Park Saturday, September 10th with Super Mega Prize-a-thon. Join the Captains for our annual fan celebration. We'll be giving away prizes all night long, and you never know what you'll take home. Plus, the first 1,000 fans get a free Picantes Pepper bobblehead. Super Mega Prize-a-thon, coming September 10th to Classic Park. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call 440-954-9467. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Captains Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Bottom of the second, Lake County will have 5, 6, 7 in their order. Of course, a lineup that brought to you by Lakeland Community College. For every why, there's a how. Save thousands at Lakeland while earning a degree, receiving job training, or building your career. Start at Lakeland Transfer Credits. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/your how. The Captains in the first got a walk from Alon Tolentino, but will leave him at second base. So now it's 5, 6, and 7, beginning with center fielder Connor Cox. Jalen Allen, the kick in the 1-0. Cox swings, line drive, down the right field line and into the seats near the picnic tables. Count 1-1. Here at the picnic tables tonight at Classic Park, there is Cleveland State University basketball that is in attendance. And of course, Division I program here in Cleveland. There's a swing and a miss from Cox. Count 1-2. I believe it was Moe's in the other one, and I don't know if that's corporate people or people who work in the stores, but I know it's Moe's. Saw the sign. That's all I could tell you. 1-2. And that was Moe's in the right concourse tables in the picnic as a breaking ball misses the Cox here. Count 2-2. Connor Cox, 4 multi-hit games in the month of August. He's batting just under .300 in the month as well. He, like most of the outfielders on this team, have really heated up in this month as a fastball is outside high, count full. Nallen set at the belt. And the lefty's payoff. Fastball does not hit the back door on the outside corner. It's 4. Connor Cox works a walk. It's back-to-back leadoff walks. The Captains to start an inning, looking to take the lead here in the bottom of the second. There's no score. So now it's Gabriel Rodriguez. He had one of the three hits for Lake County last night, an infield single in the third. It was a really hard hit ball that brought the third baseman Gray over into foul territory, and then fading away from the bag, he threw it away from the first baseman. Was an error, but Rodriguez was left in scoring position. As he swings here at the first pitch, a line drive right to right fielder Noisy. It was a hit and run, so taking off was Cox. He's at third, but he'll be doubled up at the base. So that backfires for Lake County. Rodriguez struck it well, but Noisy made the better play in right, and there's two away.
That one goes down as the common 9-1 double play on the fly.
Was that the pitcher covering?
9-3.
Oh.
It's fine. I just don't know my numbers, apparently.
Good. Don't worry, I called the pitcher the 2 the other day, but
I'm thinking one, first base.
Yeah, of course. That would make sense.
That's where my head went, but, you know, I don't do a baseball book every night or anything.
And as the first pitch is a called strike here to Corey Holland on the outer half, count 0-1. Yeah, you know, we never talked about this on air. I don't think you and me or Logan and I, but the scoring is quite a system, and it's just something that makes baseball unique than anything else, the fact that there's just a number system for defenders, and in any other sport, it just doesn't exist how you keep track of plays in a whole different system than what it looks like. As Holland swings an 0-2 in the line drive into right center field, down for a base hit. First hit of the night for either side comes from Corey Holland. And Holland's really had a strong month and a strong week as well. And he's got a single here in his first at-bat.
And Lake County back because last night, other than the Planas homer in the ninth, they had two hits, and neither of them left the infield. So it's good to see one get up and over the head of an infielder here for the Captains.
Holland now batting six hits and 15 plate appearances in this series with a home run, of course, that three-run shot that tied up the game on Wednesday. First pitch to Mike Amditas here is a fastball high outside, count 1-0. Amditas, like Holland just did, got over the Mendoza line. Amditas at 203 right now, 48 games played. And again, a lot of these Captains raising their averages significantly in the month of August. A team that's heating up, and even if they lose their remaining games in August, they'd still finish with a winning record. 16-6 in the month for Lake County, 13-3 at home and 3-3 on the road. Is now in a look over towards first. The kick in the 1-1. A breaking ball called strike, count 1-2 with two outs. Of course, for most teams, you would say, well, of course, they played. August is going to be their best month. They played home a majority. Well, their road record still better than their home record this year.
So backwards. But they have been very good at home this month. So earlier in the year, didn't look that way. Their home record, it was completely flipped. They were so good on the road, and then seemed that they were fighting to split series at home. But here in August, it's just been red hot the whole way.
It's one ball, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, Amditas swings, high fly ball, deep right field, backtracking noisy. He's at the track, extends the glove up, and makes the grab head high. That ends the inning. Lake County got base runners in that frame, but a double play on a failed hit and run led to it shortened, and a runner left on the inning as well for the second consecutive time. It's no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base through two. 0-0 here at Classic Park.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Top third here at Classic Park. It's Charles Mack, Dalton Shuffield, and Jake Rucker for Cedar Rapids. Aaron Davenport has allowed only one base runner tonight. That was on a base on balls. No score in this top of the third inning. Davenport the wind-up kick and the pitch to Max, a fastball high. Count one up. Mack only one game played in this series, but he did deliver in that appearance. That was on Wednesday. He had a two-run homer That homer was hit in the eighth and gave insurance to Cedar Rapids at the time. Of course, they would lose that game 10-9 in 11 innings. 1-1 from Davenport. Mack chases one above his head. Count 1-2. Davenport forcing a lot of swings on high heaters.
Yeah, that 11 in game two, nearly 3.5 hours long. Something we normally don't see in minor league baseball with the pitch clock now implemented. I mean, we're sitting average just over 2.5 hours and the whole hour over.
Breaking ball, here's in the dirt, count full. In terms of the pitch clock, you have games that were averaged last year just over 3.02. This year it's 2.40 or I believe 2.39 as an average across minor league baseball. It varies to level. And there's other things in different levels with the rules, some with automated strike zone and other different things. But here in the Midwest League, which you have, hey, a runner starting on second and extras, and, of course, the pitch clock, and the pitch clocks vary from league to league as well, but pitch clock here has definitely made the game a bit faster. As Max swings here, lofts it into right field, moving towards the line, Petey Halpin, and he makes the grab for out number one here in the third. It's a third inning that is brought to you by Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. You know there ain't no wiener like a Five Star wiener. Reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Meats. We talked about in the last half inning about scoring, by the way, and I had on the tip of my tongue but couldn't quite remember the name of the person who invented it, but gave it a quick Google search. Henry Chadwick, and he's also credited with creating batting average, ERA, and this may be decisive or divisive for some, meaning you, making a strikeout. Okay.
Yeah, John, it makes no sense. Come on.
As Sheffield here rips an 0-1 pitch right to Aaron Braccio, the second baseman for Lake County. He was shaded up the middle, so that scored a line out 2-4. The second baseman in Aaron Braccio. 2-1.
Yeah, line out to 4. Can thank Chadwick for that one, too. But the K. John, how does a K make any sense for a strikeout? There's a K in the word, but it's not leading with it. It's not ending with it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, if they're looking, you just flip it around. It's not even a real letter anymore.
First pitch is a breaking ball to Rucker here. Count 1-0. It missed low. Chadwick, by the way, was born in England, and he died in Brooklyn.
There you go. Came across the pond.
83 years old. 1-0. Swung on a miss. Count 1-1. Died in 1908, by the way, so...
just before our time.
Yeah, a little. He's a Baseball Hall of Famer, though. He was inducted in 1938, 30 years after he passed. 1-1, swung on a one-hopper to Tolentino, the shortstop, and he throws the first to retire the leadoff man in Rucker for the final out in the inning. Aaron Davenport, a really strong first three innings, scoreless with no hits allowed. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on base for Cedar Rapids. We go to the bottom of the third. Before we get there, it's Cleveland Farm Report time. Back to the studio, Logan Matosky.
Thanks, John. We'll get things started off here with the Single-A Lynchburg Hillcats. The Single-A affiliate of your Cleveland Guardians are 57-61 on their season. They're tied for fifth in the Carolina League North second half division standings with the Delmarva Shorebirds, who they are facing in their series this week. They're continuing that series tonight. They're 1-3 in the series. The Shorebirds, the Single-A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. The Hillcats lost 4-2 last night, so put them at, once again, 1-3 in the series. They've now lost 4 of their last 5, and in the middle of the first inning, that game is scoreless. Next, the AA Akron Rubber Ducks, 68-50 on their season. They're sitting in third in the Eastern League Southwest second half division standings. They're continuing their home series tonight against the Richmond Flying Squirrels, the AA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. The Rubber Ducks 3-1 in the series after a 4-2 victory last night. They're on a hot streak right now. They've won their last 3 and 6 of their last 7. And in the top of the first, that one is scoreless early on. Next, the AAA Columbus Clippers, 69-50 on their season, sitting in second in the International League West Division standings. They're on the road against the Buffalo Bisons, the AAA affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, continuing their series with them this week. The Clippers have split the first 4 in the series following a 6-0 loss last night. They've now lost 2 of their last 3 games. And at the moment in the top of the 4th, they have the bases loaded with 2 outs and a 2-1 advantage thanks to a Will Brennan 2-run home run in the top of the 3rd. In the major leagues, the Cleveland Guardians, 66-58 on their season. They lead the American League Central by 3 games over the Minnesota Twins. They're continuing their road series against the Seattle Mariners tonight. The Guardians 2-2 on their six-game road trip for the week. They're 0-2 against the Mariners in their series so far, following a 3-2 loss in 11 innings last night. They're now on a two-game losing streak, and first pitch tonight is scheduled for 10:10 p.m. Finally, some trivia to wrap up this farm report. This current Major League starting pitcher played one season with the Colonels. In 2013, he went 7-7 with a 3.99 ERA and 100 strikeouts. He was an MLB All-Star with the Minnesota Twins in 2018 and 2019 and currently pitches for the Toronto Blue Jays. Who is this player? For the answer, we'll send it to John Vaccari and Jake Bolnick at Classic Park. Guys?
Thank you, Logan. And after an 0-1, Aaron Bracho swung at the next pitch and he lifted it just over the left field wall, literally hit the cage, so much so, and the guardrail, I mean, but so much so that Bracho stopped at first, and it wasn't until manager Greg DiCenzo gave him the look that, hey, you hit a homer. Aaron Bracho delivers with a line drive, leadoff solo home run to begin this third inning. It's now 1-0 Lake County, 345 feet off the bat of Aaron Bracho and 99 exit velocity. So Bracho had, of course, that 10-game hit streak snapped last night after 0-2 and hit by a pitch. A home run to start his day and give the Captains a 1-0 lead here in the third. It's now Milan Tolentino who takes a swing and a miss, count 0-2. And before we get too much off track, we do have to circle back to that trivia question, of course, for tonight. It's the 0-2, breaking ball called strike 3, backdoor curveball that locks up Tolentino for the first out. And strikeout number 2 for Nowlin. But the answer, I believe, is Jose Berrios. And
John, you are correct. Yeah. It is Jose Berrios. Nice job. And by the way, now in the middle of the fourth, the Clippers just took a 5-1 lead thanks to a 3-run triple by Will Brennan. So a huge day for him so far.
As Logan, you keep talking and the Captains keep hitting homers. Joe Naranjo swings and puts one on the lawn in right field. It's now 2-0 Lake County. Joe Naranjo with the second solo shot of the inning. And the Captains, with more runs than they got all of last night, they're up 2-0 here in the third. But we'll hit a couple things first. Berrios, I knew that, and I'm thinking of the receiver, I think, Braxton Berrios, for some reason. It's football, it's coming. But Joe Naranjo just hit a home run, and to lead off the inning, Aaron Bracho did. So it's 2-0. Alex Replanes here swings at the first pitch. A high chopper towards the second base bag. Shortstop Javier steps in front of the bag, fields, and flips the first. So now there's two away, but those are two home run calls we missed. And you know what? I think we just need to have Logan talk more in the studio because it's led to Lake County delivering some balls out of the park.
Yeah, as long as nobody wants to hear the, you know, noisy going back onto the track type stuff and you just want the Captains to win, that's all you need. Just cut on in, Logan. We'll see Petey Halpin home run here, maybe.
Yeah, Petey Halpin's at the plate. He takes a breaking ball low, count 1-0. But 345 feet to left field from Aaron Bracho swinging from the right side. And then for Joe Naranjo, a 393 to the right field lawn. Halpin takes a breaking ball inside, so the count now 2 balls, no strikes.
By the way, circling back to that Planes hit, that might have been just as high as Joe Naranjo's home run. Maybe Aaron Bracho's off of the bounce. It almost looked like a fly ball.
As Halpin pops up one, here's a fly ball in the infield. Shortstop Javier watches it into the glove and makes the grab, and that ends the inning. But Lake County with 2 home runs, 2 solo shots, one from Aaron Bracho and the other from Joe Naranjo. Lake County leads 2-0 after 3 here at Classic Park.
It will be raining prizes at Classic Park Saturday, September 10th with Super Mega Prize-a-thon. Join the Captains for our annual fan celebration. We'll be giving away prizes all night long, and you never know what you'll take home. Plus, the first 1,000 fans get a free Picantes Pepper bobblehead. Super Mega Prize-a-thon, coming September 10th to Classic Park. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call 440-954-9467. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Top of the fourth, 2-3 and 4 for Cedar Rapids, looking to respond after, for Lake County, they got two solo home runs, one from Aaron Bracho to begin the inning. Bracho batting from the right side against the lefty, went yard for his eighth homer of the year, and then Joe Naraho put one on the right field lawn with one out, 16 homers on the season for Joe. Gives Aaron Davenport some run support. He's not allowed to hit through the first three innings, only base runner a walk from Mikey Perez, the four-hitter, who is due up this inning with 2-3 and 4 for the Colonels. Davenport, the wind-up kick in the 0-1. Ground ball down the right field line. A fair ball. Naraho with a backhand stop in foul territory and flips it up to Davenport. Nice defensive play made for the inning's first out here in the fourth. And it is a fourth inning that's brought to you by Meritech. If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Our good friends at Meritech. Make technology simple, empower your business, empower your future. Meritech.
We were talking about Joe Naranjo earlier in this game. Only five errors. Shows that defensive prowess right there.
He did. A breaking ball misses high here from Davenport to begin the at-bat to Gray. Joe is a great defender. And again, the home run numbers this year have skyrocketed for him. He had only six in 109 games last year. He now, with 107 games played, including tonight, which we will because he's playing and hit a home run, 16 home runs. Check swing from Gray. He did go around, so the count now at two balls and a strike. But defensively all year, and we were talking about it pregame, not in our actual pregame, but before the game when we're not on air. As Gray swings and lifts it foul left side, this is just overall a strong Lake County team defensively. There's really not a lot of holes, if any.
You look anywhere, yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you point the holes at? Gabriel Rodriguez has been strong at third all year. The middle infield, the whole season has just been a rotation of guys who've been incredible. Joe Naranjo, a staple at first, and the outfield speaks for itself. Petey Halpin usually manning that in center.
As a swing and a miss here from Gray on a breaking ball from Davenport. The pitching working tonight as well. Davenport with five Ks and 3 2/3 completed. So now Davenport will take on Mikey Perez, the lone man for the Colonels tonight to reach. He reached on a walk in the second, then reached third on a throwing error from Aaron Davenport trying to pick off the runner. The windup kick in the first pitch here to Perez. Swing and a miss. Again on that high fastball. That has worked wonders for Dav tonight.
Yeah, I don't know, guys. Just it's looking bigger coming in. Maybe deceptively fast.
Breaking ball here. Perez strikes it foul down the third base line. Count 0-2. So it's no balls, two strikes, two outs. Lake County up 2-0 in this top of the fourth. Aaron Davenport looking for a third 1-2-3 inning. Here is the 0-2 pitch. Perez swings, high fly ball, foul territory, third base side. Rodriguez moving towards the wall, but it's into the seats about four rows back and out of play. Davenport really strong tonight, was really strong against Cedar Rapids. The only other time that these two teams have faced off for a six-game series back in mid-May. And Davenport went five, allowing three hits and two runs. Tonight, trying to complete four without any runs or hits. The 0-2, fouling it back Perez to the netting. Infield in the shade currently, same with the outfield. The only place sort of in the sun is center field where Connor Cox is standing, and of course the outfield as well. Davenport the 0-2. Slider in the dirt, count 1-2. That might have been that changeup actually from Davenport that just dropped at the final moment. Big deep breath from Davenport. The windup kick in the 1-2. Perez swings, lifts it to deep left field. It will curl foul near the picnic tables and the tent area here at Classic Park. That was hit a long way, just not straight enough to leave the ballpark for a homer.
Yeah, now he's gone changeup, curveball. He's like the fastball, two strikes. Wouldn't be surprised to see him go back to it here.
1-2 two strikes, two outs, the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, low and away, count 2-2. All the Davenport strikeouts tonight have been swinging. 5 overall for Aaron Davenport, majority of those on the fastball. The 2-2, fastball here, Perez lifts it into shallow center, Cox jogging in to his left, he's under it, makes the play, that ends the inning. 1-2-3, go the Colonels for the third time tonight. Scoreless through 4, Cedar Rapids. Lake County up 2-0. We go to the bottom of the 4th on WJCU.
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captain's game with a Captain's Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
It will be raining prizes at Classic Park Saturday, September 10th with Super Mega Prize-a-thon. Join the Captains for our annual fan celebration. We'll be giving away prizes all night long, and you never know what you'll take home. Plus, the first 1,000 fans get a free Picantes Pepper bobblehead. Super Mega Prize-a-thon, coming September 10th to Classic Park. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call 440-954-9467. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Lake County here in the bottom of the 4th. We'll begin with 5, 6, 7 in their order. Connor Cox lays down a bunt, but it goes foul down the third base line. Count 0-1. Cox worked a walk in the 2nd, and then was doubled up. It was a hit and run where he went to 2nd on a ball lined out by Gabriel Rodriguez. But the Captains are up here in this bottom of the 4th, 2-0. A solo shot from Aaron Bracho and Joe Naranjo in the 4th. Or in the 3rd. We're here in the 4th. As a breaking ball is low and inside, count and a ball and a strike.
Connor Cox trying to lay down the bunt in that first pitch. Mentioned it, the only two runs come off solo shots. They're not getting greedy, not wanting to go for the fence. They're willing to do it all, play small ball, and tack on runs as they can.
Nallen's pitch is low and in the dirt. Count now at 2 balls and a strike. That's the beauty of Lake County. Again, they can do it all. Small ball approach, and of course here at Hitters Ballpark, they have powered out a lot of home runs this season. The 2-1, fastball high, outside count 3-1. Both these teams ranked top 5 in the Midwest League in home runs coming into this series, and I think still standing due to Cedar Rapids with more homers than Lake County in the series, but very close are both these teams. Fastball hits on the outside corner, count now is full. Colonels overall home runs with 141, Captains now at 132. The only teams with more Well, Cedar Rapids actually leads. 137 for the Loons is in second place. Swing and a miss here from Cox on a payoff pitch from the pitcher in Nowlin. So there's one away here to begin this bottom of the fourth, and three Ks for the left-hander. We'll take a look at the Midwest League scoreboard here presented by University Hospitals. It's 1-1 game right now with the game we care about if you're a Lake County Captains fan. And of course for Cedar Rapids too, because South Bend is going for that West playoff spot. West Michigan trying to get the spot over the Captains in the second half. It's a 1-1 game top of the fourth. West Michigan getting their run in the first and South Bend scoring in the top of the fourth inning. Fort Wayne out to a 4-0 lead on the Loons. How about this? A four spot put up in the top of the first. So Loons will be down before they even get to bat. And for the Great Lakes Loons, best record in the Midwest League at 72-46. Just getting underway, Dayton and Quad Cities. And then a couple minutes away from Peoria against Beloit at ABC Supply Stadium. And a 7:40 start Eastern time for Wisconsin and Lansing at Fox City Stadium. Count two balls, a strike. Now into Gabriel Rodriguez. Breaking ball, called strike on the inner half. Count now 2-2. Rodriguez hit a ball hard into right field. It was caught by Noisy on the move, and the throw came the first, resulting in a double play. 9-3. The 2-2. Rodriguez grounds one down the first baseline. It's past the glove of Gray, who leaned over but didn't put the glove down. Probably out of his reach, Rodriguez with an opposite field single. And Lake County's fourth hit tonight, a one-out base knock here in the fourth.
That ball wasn't struck all that hard. More of kind of a number off the end of the bat, and it sort of skipped its way past the first baseman in Gray. And if you're Lake County, you'll take it any way you can get it. Now runner on base.
So now it's Corey Holland at the plate. First pitch, a called strike. Count 0-1. Holland with a smile after seeing that pitch. He was in a great mood all day today. And the outfielder's having a lot of fun in BP. Really was just everyone having fun today in BP, especially coming off a loss. Very surprising, but most of the time these guys are in a great mood during batting practice and focused, but still, again, going to have some laughs. And for the outfielders, always the case. And same thing with most of the team, but especially the outfield group today of helping Holland and Cox. The 0-1. Swing and a miss from Holland. Count 0-2. At first, Gabriel Rodriguez. Corey Holland had a single in the second, his lone plate appearance today. Now in the nod to the plate, the lefty with an 0-2 count on Holland. The pitch, fastball outside high. Count 1-2. With the pitch count, Nallon stands just over 50. Aaron Downport, 57 through four innings worked. But although it's been more than Nallon, he hasn't allowed two runs like Nallon has on two solo shots. 1-2, swing and a miss from Holland. That was probably Nallon's best pitch, 83 miles an hour. And it was cutting in towards the hands of Holland. Nice movement. And that's K number four, out number two here in the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, really good movement left to right, but also a very good drop at the end of that pitch. Holland sort of lunged at it at the end, tried to get a piece of it, but came up empty.
So now Mike Amditas with two outs and a runner on first, Gabriel Rodriguez. On deck, Aaron Bracho, who hit a solo shot in the second, or in the third. I keep this mainly because I didn't, you know what happened? It's because we were in the far report. I just got all messed up. As a swing and a miss from Amditas makes an 0-1 count. Again, though, two home runs for Lake County tonight, two solo shots. 0-1, breaking ball, called strike, just clipping that outside corner, count 0-2. A look over from Nallon, short lead for Rodriguez, the 0-2, another curve. Nallon began a walk towards his dugout, but he'll return back to the rubber. Nearly the same spot, I think a tad lower.
Yeah, definitely a little bit lower, maybe even a little bit farther off the plate, but a good pitch from Nolan nonetheless, and good job by Amditas to lay off.
So it's one ball, two strikes, two outs. A fastball misses high outside from Nolan. His second high A start, went six innings allowing two. And his first start, and tonight, Two runs, four hits, pretty solid. Again, those two runs on homers. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Now in the kick and the pitch. Fastball in the dirt. It gets over the glove of Mack and rolls to the back wall. Gabriel Rodriguez will advance to second. The count's three balls, two strikes, two outs. And Lake County has a runner in scoring position.
That ball missed way out in front of the plate. Skipped just beyond the cut of the grass where it starts into where the home plate dirt begins. And it almost caught Amditas on the bounce all the way up by his hip.
Allen look back at second. And the payoff pitch. Fastball misses outside. Allen extends both arms out with his palms facing outward to say, come on, where'd that one miss? But it did. Mike Amditas works a base on balls. Now two runners on for Lake County. Gabriel Rodriguez at second. Mike Amditas at first. And Aaron Bracho will come to the plate. And that brings out the catcher and Mack to talk with his pitcher. And that also brings out the Cedar Rapids pitching coach. Looks like Richard Salazar out there. Again, to Bobby Hearn and Richard Salazar. Both positions, both pitching coach and hitting coach for Cedar Rapids, are occupied by two men. And then, of course, the manager, Brian Dinkelman, for the Colonels. So Lake County, an opportunity here to further extend their lead. They've gotten a gem of a game so far from Aaron Davenport for scoreless without a hit allowed. And for Lake County offensively, two home runs, two solo shots, one from Joe Naraho, the other from the man who will take an at-bat next, Aaron Bracho, in the third. Nallen's still having a conversation, and I think he put a thumbs up to Kyle Stutz, who came out to break up the meeting. I think just wanted to say, hey, you know, no. Obviously, it was displeasure with the call, but I don't think any meant malpractice by it. Guys will show emotion on the mound, and nothing wrong with that. Again, it's a sport, you're driven, and Nallen thought he got out number three. Instead, we'll have to try and get it against Aaron Bracho. First pitch is a fastball low below the knees. Count 1-0.
Really, and for Nallen, it wasn't just feeling he got struck through there. He felt he had it multiple times in that at-bat. You mentioned walked towards his dugout off of an earlier pitch, and that's two he felt he had.
1-0. Fastball, this one definitely low and outside at 91 miles an hour. So the count is two balls, no strikes, two outs. Gabriel Rodriguez, the runner at second. Mike Amditas, the runner at first. Lake County 2, Cedar Rapids nothing here in the bottom of the fourth. Bracho, the switch hitter, batting from the right side. The 2-0 from Allen. Fastball, called strike. It hits the inside part. Aaron Bracho delivered his eighth home run of the season to deep left field. 21-year-old from Venezuela. 2-1. Fastball off the plate outside. Count 3-1. If Nallen walks Bracho, it would be the top of the Lake County order. Milan Tolentino with the bases loaded.
If Bracho takes a cut here, probably expected to be pretty hefty already with a home run in this one.
Here's the 3-1. Fastball, top of the zone, called strike. Count now full. Some will give here. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Rodriguez is at second. Mike Amditas at first. And the runners will be going. Here's the payoff. Breaking ball, called strike three. Bracho began the walk towards first. Instead, it's Nallen who gets the K. That ends the inning. Three Ks in that inning to work around a single walk for Lake County. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on. Through four innings here at Classic Park, 2-0 Lake County on your home for Captains Baseball, WJCU.
Captains Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Top five here at Classic Park. Aaron Davenport has worked a quality start thus far. Four innings. He has allowed a hit. Just one runner. That was Mikey Perez on a base on balls. He'd get all the way to third, but Aaron Davenport will work out of it with two Ks and a pop-up to first. 1-0 here to Wander Javier. Javier takes a cut, chops it foul down the third baseline. It's a Saturday night here at Classic Park in Eastlake, Ohio. Bobby Bradley jersey giveaway presented by University Hospitals, what we're both sporting up here in the booth tonight. And, of course, a great crowd because also great weather and Lake County Captains hot recently. As Javier, a one-hop to Gabriel Rodriguez, the third baseman, a high throw, but Joe Naranjo navigates it to the glove. And there is one away here in the fifth.
John's first out of a fifth inning brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. Attention all Discount Drug Mart shoppers out there. I'm sure you use your Courtesy Plus card every day to save money, but did you know you can collect pro points with the card and redeem them for once-in-a-lifetime experiences? The same place you registered your Courtesy Plus card, discount-drugmart.com, is where you can now register to start earning points. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Willie Joe Gary Jr. swings at the first pitch, lifts it foul left side, third baseline and into the seats, count 0-1. Maybe Willie Joe Gary Jr. will spark something for Cedar Rapids. He was the spark plug last night. He takes a big cut here, helmet pops off, and the count 0-2. He had a three-hit game last night with a double, a two-run homer, and a bunt single. And he was responsible for all three runs scored off Rodney Boone. He doubled and then was scored on an RBI groundout. And then the two-run homer, of course, off Boone. Surprising with, of course, Willie Joe Gary Jr., a lefty, but a great game. As he watches an 0-2 breaking ball hit on the back door on the outside corner, Aaron Davenport locked in tonight. First strikeout where he's caught a Colonel looking. Six overall for the right-hander. 2021 sixth-round pick of the Guardians. So now Dylan Noisy to the plate. He popped up the first with a runner on third as bases cleared here with two outs, just trying to get on. Something against Aaron Davenport, who's been magnificent tonight. First pitch, breaking ball, top of the zone, called strike, count 0-1. Again, really feels like this Lake County team in all, really on all cylinders, are just firing. Pitching, defense, and of course, hitting. Noisy swings here in 0-1. It's lifted into right field and will split the right fielder and center fielder down for a hit. Halpin picks it up off the track, fires in. Colonels have a hit tonight. It comes from Dylan Noisy, a double to right center field with two away here in the fifth.
John, I don't know if the fans can hear it at the ballpark, but very viral video that went around about little kid. He was at some sort of corn festival where the main thing was corn, and there was this really good remix that was made. It was on TikTok, on social medias. It's a song about how much he loves corn. It's remixed with the beat and everything. And that was the walk-up song just now for, of course, the Cedar Rapids Colonels and Charles Mack tonight now.
Very interesting. Swing and a miss for Mack, count 0-1. I saw a video today, but it was for Nebraska football, who played Northwestern and lost, by the way, even though they were favored. just throwing that out there. Not because I had money on it, just I like burying college football programs. The 0-1, breaking ball, called strike, count 0-2. I mean, I'm not kidding, you know. Around these parts, it won't be Ohio State, so might as well take a shot at a Big Ten foe in Nebraska. But the count 0-2, two outs. I'll quickly get this in there. There was a kid who, I don't know, he was just at a store, and he was just like, it was at a Chipotle, actually, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. I'm going to have to continue it because it's worth talking about. But Aaron Davenport with an efficient end to his fifth. A strikeout, leaving a runner in scoring position, 7 overall for Aaron Davenport tonight, and he's allowed no runs. In that fifth, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. Halfway point of the game, 2-0, Lake County.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
It will be raining prizes at Classic Park Saturday, September 10th with Super Mega Prize-a-thon. Join the captains for our annual fan celebration. We'll be giving away prizes all night long, and you never know what you'll take home. Plus, the first 1,000 fans get a free Picantes Pepper bobblehead. Super Mega Prize-a-thon, coming September 10th to Classic Park. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Bottom of the fifth, top of the order for Lake County, up 2-0 here tonight at Classic Park. Aaron Davenport has been outstanding on the mound. Just one hit allowed coming in that fifth inning, but he finished it with his 7th strikeout of the game. And for Aaron Davenport, that is nearing where he has most strikeouts in a game. His season high is 9. That came against Fort Wayne. As Montolentino swings at the first pitch, down the left field line, moving to his right, Perez, and he makes the grab. There's out number one here to begin the fifth. To continue my story from the previous inning, that it is, like you said, the remix of the Korn song, a young boy on TikTok going on and on about how much he loves Korn. That kid today was video, or maybe not today, but it was shared today. He's at a Chipotle, and they ask him, do you want rice, meat, the whole thing. They finally get, and he says no. They finally get to Korn, and he's like, Korn is or whatever, and it went viral today, and people in the Nebraska football community were retweeting it and the things of the like with that and sharing it. Of course, Nebraska lost today, but same kid. And if you want to look that up, do it after the game and, you know, waste 2 minutes of your life. But we just did that right here as well. The 1-0. Naranjo swings, chops it foul down the first baseline, count 1-1. And the reason, again, we mentioned that is because it was played here at the ballpark. Yeah. And that's all it takes for us to talk about.
Absolutely. And it was, it's a good watch. It's really funny. The kids going on the original video or the remix.
It's 1-1. Nallen still on for Cedar Rapids, facing the lefty in Naranjo, who swings and pops it up. Foul territory, first base side, and Naranjo had to avoid the first baseman in Gray's path to the ball. He sort of made a cut to his left to avoid him. Gray came in and made the play, and that's out number two here in the fifth. Nallen coming off a 27-pitch inning where he allowed 2 runners but no runs. Again, those 2 runs tonight coming from Lake County on a solo shot from Aaron Braccio and Joe Naranjo in the third inning. It's now Lex Replanez, who had a home run last night in the ninth, 0-2 today. First pitch swinging, fouls it back to the right side, netting behind home plate. Replanez a pop-up to first in the first and a ground out to short in the third after swinging at the first pitch. 0-1 here. Replanez swings down the left field line. It will curl foul, hit a long while by Replanez, but the count now at 0-2. Now it was hit 355 if you're wondering. Just not in fair territory. The 0-2. Fastball inside low. Count a ball, 2 strikes. On to Alex Replanez.
355 feet, probably in a Cleveland State basketball player's hands right about now.
Yeah, I would think, or a fan or some supporter over there. Count one ball, two strikes, two outs. Now in the kick and the pitch, breaking ball, called strike three on the outside corner. It's a 1-2-3 inning, Nallen's best to date, retiring the top of the Lake County order. He has completed it today in his second high A start. We're through five already, Lake County 2 and Cedar Rapids nothing. Aaron Davenport will come out to start the sixth inning when we return on WJCU.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Menor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Menor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
It will be raining prizes at Classic Park Saturday, September 10th with Super Mega Prize-a-thon. Join the Captains for our annual fan celebration. We'll be giving away prizes all night long, and you never know what you'll take home. Plus, the first 1,000 fans get a free Picantes Pepper bobblehead. Super Mega Prize-a-thon, coming September 10th to Classic Park. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call 440-954-9467. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
.912 for Cedar Rapids here. Top of the sixth inning. Colonels are down 2-0 to the Captains. Two runs, two solo shots from Aaron Bracho, Joe Naraho have been the run support that Aaron Davenport is needed. The right-hander with five innings completed tonight, seven strikeouts, and just two base runners allowed on a walk and a double. The 1-0. Fastball low outside, count 2-0 to Dalton Shuffield. Shuffield has not played the last two games. He did play on Wednesday, going 1-for-5. He takes a breaking ball here, a called strike on the inside corner, count 2-1. He also had a two-run homer on Tuesday, but again, first appearance in two games for Dalton Shuffield. 2-1. Lined foul right side. Count 2-2. Of course, just beginning his high A career. Four games under the belt for the 2022 10th round pick. Wind-up kick in the 2-2 from Davenport. Shuffield, a chopper left side. Gabriel Rodriguez field shoulder high. Throw across the diamond in time to get Shuffield just by a step, but there's out number one here in the sixth. So now it's the top of the order for the Colonels. That go around, the same result as the first go around, just getting one runner to reach. Aaron Davenport with the pitch count, it's fine right now. 72 pitches overall and go pretty much near that 90 mark and a little over that. So if Davenport wants, he could potentially go this and potentially a seventh inning. As the first pitch here to Rucker is a called strike, top of the zone, count 0-1. Of course, Davenport 6 2/3 in his last start against West Michigan, his longest of the season. Even though he allowed 10 hits, just one run. And tonight, no runs on one hit. No matter how you look at it, it's a great start.
Yeah, no doubt. And I don't see any reason why Davenport wouldn't go into the seventh here. It's felt like he's dominated in every at-bat that he's been in.
Fastball here misses high outside, count 2-1. The key is not falling behind hitters for the Colonels, and even when he has, he's battled back most of the time tonight. Here's the 2-1. Fouled away by Rucker. He's just pounding the zone, count 2-2 as he fouls it away. Davenport 77 pitches thrown, 52 strikes.
What more can you ask for? I mean, it's honestly maybe a little higher in the strikeout or strike to ball ratio than you even may want, but making it work today.
He is. Two balls, two strikes, hunting for strikeout number 8, the righty in Davenport. The windup kicking the 2-2. Rucker swings, High fly ball, shallow right field. Halpin is charging on, moves to his left near the line, and makes the grab for the second out in the inning. So for Aaron Davenport, he has retired 9 of the last 10. If you go all the way back to the second, that's 14 of the last 15.
He's been electric. I mean, there's nothing more to say about him. He's on fire tonight and hasn't missed a beat.
Faces Pat Winkle here. Winkle, a swing and a miss at the first pitch. Breaking ball 77 from Davenport.
And right there had Winkle off balance. That was sort of a hitched swing. He went through it in parts, not very fluid.
Next pitch is a fastball high. Count 1-1. And Winkle's been on this series. 2 home runs, including a 3-hit game tonight. 0-2 with 2 ground outs. 1-1. Check swing. Winkle did not cross. Count 2-1. Again, a high-power Cedar Rapids offense, second in the Midwest League in homers, and in a hitter-friendly park tonight, they've been halted. 2-1, swing and a miss, Winkle, 86 from Davenport, so the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Looking for yet another 1-2-3 inning as Aaron Davenport would be his 4th tonight and would be 6 completed. He's gotten ground outs, fly outs, and strikeouts, and the righty with a deep breath. 2-2 with 2 outs, the pitch. Winkle swings, lines it foul, 1 hopper into the seats near the bullpen of Lake County, where there's a couple arms getting loose, but no one currently throwing. Aaron Davenport doing most of the work tonight. Lake County has bullpen options tonight due to last night not using too much, only Jerez, Sharp, and Abney. The 2-2, breaking ball in the dirt. Count now full. Still light in the sky, approaching 8 o'clock, and Davenport trying to finish 6 innings tonight. Crowd clapping along, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Davenport looking for the 2nd consecutive start to complete at least 6 innings. Fastball misses low inside. Winkle, a well-earned and deserved walk for him. Good patience at the plate, and he's the only third base runner tonight to reach against Davenport.
A rare walk issued by Aaron Davenport, but something tells me he'll be okay and be able to bounce back in this next at-bat. And, well, maybe I'll be wrong, but I'll roll the dice tonight with the way he's been pitching.
Caleb Longshore will come out for a quick visit. Amditas to Davenport, catcher to pitcher. 85 pitches for Davenport because that was a long at-bat battle for Winkle. What Cedar Rapids needed to try and get to this Lake County pen, a pen that has been solid this series. But, of course, too, something to keep in mind, Seth Gray is the potential tying run. He's the tying run who comes up to the plate. Lake County tonight, only 2 runs, 4 hits. Yeah, they've gotten those runs, but Jalen Nowlin is going to be overshadowed tonight, unfortunately, but he has had a solid start.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Nowlin's been on too, but Aaron Davenport's been just that much better. But you said it, these Colonels, they've done it all series. They haven't been out of any of these games. They fought through, you know, end of the game, all the way through. They're not looking to give up wins either. This is a team wants to stay hot. They already have their playoff spot secured, and they're still looking to battle and keep their bats hot and fight for a Midwest League championship.
So it's Seth Gray at the plate now. He has struck out in both at-bats against Aaron Davenport. Davenport the look in, the first pitch to Gray. Gray swings and lofts it foul towards the tarp. And did that go in the tarp?
It never came out, that's for sure.
It's either under it or in the hole that is facing home plate. Not needed tonight because it's a beautiful night here in East Lake, Ohio. Count 0-1. Lefty now for the captains. Raymond Burgos is getting loose. Davenport the kick and the pitch. Breaking ball here, a called strike, count 0-2. Aaron Davenport looking to finish 6 innings of work tonight. He's allowed just 1 hit and 3 base runners in total. It's been an excellent start for him, with the most important thing being a 0 on the board for his adversary, Cedar Rapids. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Aaron Davenport, have yourself a night. The right-hander pounds the right fist into the glove, fired up, and he should be. 8 strikeouts tonight, and six innings with no runs allowed. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Captains 2, Colonels nothing. WGCU.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
It will be raining prizes at Classic Park Saturday, September 10th with Super Mega Prize-a-thon. Join the Captains for our annual fan celebration. We'll be giving away prizes all night long, and you never know what you'll take home. Plus, the first 1,000 fans get a free Picantes Pepper bobblehead. Super Mega Prize-a-thon, coming September 10th to Classic Park. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call 440-954-9467. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
It is the bottom of the sixth. Petey Halpin, Connor Cox, Gabriel Rodriguez, 4-5-6 in the Lake County order will come and face a new pitcher for Cedar Rapids. Jalen Nallen, really strong over five. Five runs, four hits, two runs allowed. It's a 2-0 lead for Lake County because Aaron Davenport with an excellent start. Petey Halpin swings at the first pitch and lines it into left center field, down for a base hit. It will roll to the wall before the left fielder Perez can get there. Halpin strides in the second. And that's his first hit of the night, a double. And a good start for Lake County against the new pitcher, Sean Mooney. Mooney did pitch this week. That was back on Wednesday where he was the opener going an inning and 13 pitches. 1-2-3 with two Ks. Allows a hit here to Petey Halpin. So it's Connor Cox up, no outs, and a runner in scoring position. The Captains looking to add some cushion to their 2-0 lead. Sean Mooney, the right-hander, and again, usual starter for Cedar Rapids, but coming off the IL this week, got the inning, and now a relief appearance here, because Cedar Rapids feels that they can get back into this ball game against the Lake County bullpen. It's only 2-0 right now, bottom of the sixth, if Mooney can keep the score at that 2-0 mark. There's a swing and a miss here from Cox, count 1-1. Runner at second is Halpin. Strong lead there. Second baseman Shuffield near the bag. 1-1 in the dirt. Kept in front by Mack. Picks it up. Will fire to third, but he throws it into left field. Rucker was there to field a throw, but it didn't come towards him. So Petey Halpin, risky because he would have been dead and maybe in a rundown. Instead, Mack can't deliver the ball to the third baseman Rucker. So Halpin moves 90 feet away from scoring. And it's a 2-1 count on Connor Cox. Cedar Rapids infield will come in.
Yeah, I don't know if Matt got thrown off by Halpin starting to turn back the other way towards second, but that throw was nowhere near third base.
The 2-1. Cox swings, puts it in the air to right field. Moving to his right and in, Noisy, he makes the grab on the run. Halpin will tag the throw from Noisy coming to the plate. The catcher in Mack fields it, but the tag not in time. He tried to swipe it on the back of Petey Halpin, who was already past him to his right. It was a good effort from the catcher, but Halpin with his speed is run number three for Lake County tonight, 3-0 in the sixth.
Yeah, pretty good throw from Noisy, too. Just a little bit up the line, but came in quick and gave his team a chance to gun down a very fast Petey Halpin, but Captains tack on another one.
They do. Now Gabriel Rodriguez is at the plate. He's 1-for-2 tonight with a single. Mooney's pitch, fouled back to the netting, count 0-1. So Lake County with a 3-0 lead. Not all winners tonight, though, at the ballpark. There was a poor fan who did a dizzy bat race, and we haven't seen this all season long. We've seen dizzy bat races because they're a regular occurrence here at Classic Park. But it was a pretty strong, well-built dude, probably like 6'3", 6'4", wearing, by the way, I'll say it, an outfit that I would love to wear but can't pull off. It was all beige, including the shirt and shorts. Really cool. And I believe he was racing a young girl, don't know the relation by any means, but it was a dizzy bat race, 12 turns around, and he was running up the first baseline foul territory, curled to his left, fell onto the infield grass while Sean Mooney was warming up. I mean, not, again, in direct line, but where you, got a little nervous, down in fair territory. There's a lot of room. They put it really close to the dugout as Rodriguez swings here and grounds a base hit into left field. Gabriel Rodriguez with a two-hit night, two singles and back-to-back plate appearances, and a hit here off Sean Mooney. But he fell, and then he tried to get back up, fell again. It's not too good. I'm sure, you know, the girl didn't give him too much trouble, but that is that's tough.
By the time he made it back out of the field of play, he's almost standing on first base.
Yeah.
He was still dizzying off to the side after two fall downs. I mean, yeah, I don't want to give the guy too much trouble, but wow, that was, he did not take that lightly and took Dizzy Bat's name very, very literally in that race.
Yeah, and again, looked like an athlete. Just, hey.
Absolutely.
Those bats can get you, and did right there. So it's it's an 0-1 on a Corey Holland. Holland's at the plate. Runner at first, Gabriel Rodriguez. Sean Mooney, the right-hander. He comes with a breaking ball high. Count 1-1. In the Lake County bullpen, they have discontinued warming up Raymond Burgos. Instead, will go to right-hander Lenny Torres, who will most likely get the seventh. Captain's up 3-0. Here's the 1-1. Rodriguez takes off. Swing and a miss from Holland. Throw down from Mack. The second baseman leaping up to get it. Shuffield. But he comes down with the tag, not in time to get Rodriguez. Gabriel Rodriguez getting a good jump, and for him, on the year, that's only stolen base number 4.
Yeah, very rare takeoff from Gabriel Rodriguez, but got a good jump and maybe even a better slide, sort of contorting his body to the left to avoid the tag.
So now it's 1-2, 1 out. Mooney the kick and the pitch to Holland. Breaking ball, misses top of the zone, count 2-2. So Mooney has to worry about another runner in scoring position here. Rodriguez at second, already one run allowed. That on the sack fly from Cox after Halpin with a leadoff double and moved to third on a throwing error. The 2-2 in the dirt. Nice pick by the catcher in Mack to keep it in front. Count is full.
Really seamless pick. Looked like a middle infielder on that. On the short hop going to his right and popped up straight into a stance ready to gun down Gabriel Rodriguez had he taken off.
So it's 3-2, 1 out. Rodriguez off second base with the lead. Holland swings, high fly ball to deep right field. Backtracking Gary Jr. as is noisy, and that ball is off the top of the wall. Gary Jr. will pick it up. Rodriguez into third, and he will get the throw call around. The throw comes home, and the glove of Mack will roll toward the dugout steps of Lake County. It'll roll down the steps. Holland hits third and now crosses the plate. Whether he gets to go home is the question, or he'll stay at third. Rodriguez did score after a cutoff came into Javier, and he fired home, but they will give it to Corey Holland, who without his helmet in triumph puts both hands up, and he gives Lake County two more runs. What we'll score it, we'll see, but it's a 5-0 Lake County lead.
It'd be a lot more fun to call an inside the park home run, but something tells me that's not the scoring that we're getting, but wow. That was an eventful play.
Regardless, Holland puts the ball in play and comes home. And now for Cedar Rapids, pitching coach in Richard Salazar will come out to Mooney. And a right-hander warming up for the Colonels right now. So Lake County has the run support even more so. A 3-spot put up in this sixth. And we'll see again the official scoring on Holland. I guess a triple with the throwing error. I mean, Rodriguez got a late jump because he had to wait for that ball to fall. Noisy and Gary Jr. were back there in right center field. The ball did fall. Gary Jr. picked it up with the bare hand while Rodriguez hit third. The throw was cut off and came into the shortstop, Javier. He threw home, but then the play was not, or the throw was low. It went under the glove of the catcher in Mack and then rolled away. So Rodriguez scored, and then Holland, realizing this, went to third and then came home, and they give him home. So they had to give him third as well with the ball rolling into the dugout steps.
Yeah, you only get to advance one base off of that, so you got to give him the triple, I'd imagine.
So it's here we go. As the count's 0-1 on Mike Amditas, we do get the official scoring here. The 0-1. Amditas swings, line drive into center field. Gary Jr. moves up a step and reaches out to his right to corral it in to retire Amditas for out number two. But for Corey Holland, it's a double on a fly ball into right center. Gabriel Rodriguez scores, Corey Holland scores. Throwing error by shortstop Wander Javier. Assist to second baseman Dalton Shuffield. So I don't really understand that. I guess it's right, but it's a double and then a throwing error. What's the assist for?
Was it cut off twice? It must have been.
All I saw was in the short. I did not see that transfer. I saw the shortstop have it. Must have been. They're watching it better than me at times where I'm watching the ball and they're watching everything. And they have multiple people up there as well. Wow, so it must have been cut off twice, and maybe that was the delay on the throw. But they give the throwing error to the shortstop who did deliver the ball towards home and Javier. Regardless, it's a double for Corey Holland that nets a run and brings him home as well.
Yeah, and to wrap up the point on that play, what got it all started, Gabriel Rodriguez blew through a stop sign from third base coach Jan Rivera. Jan had his hands up, and Gabriel had his head down. He was going home no matter what.
The count is 3-0 as the ball comes onto the field to play from Cedar Rapids bullpen. It actually crossed in front of home plate. Bracho flips it aside. The batter, who has a 3-0 count from Sean Mooney. The Colonels may have to go to the pen here. Mooney trying to get the final out to end this sixth inning. 3-0. Fastball is high. It's a called strike. Count 3-1. Bracho began the stride towards first, but he will step back into the left-hand batter's box. Three balls and a strike. The kick and the pitch. Fastball. And that hits the inside corner. Bracho again towards turn towards the first base bag, but call not going in his favor, so the count now full. Lake County with three runs in this inning. Eventful with Corey Holland with that double and then a throwing error that brought him across home plate. So it's three balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Bracho swings and slams down the bat. A pop-up left side. Shortstop backtracking Javier, and he makes the call on the play in shallow left. That ends the inning. But for Lake County, they score in total three runs on three hits, one error, and none left on base. We're through six innings here at Classic Park. 5-0 Captains lead, and Lenny Torres will take the hill for Lake County when we return here on your home for Captains Baseball, WJCU.
Hey, Lake County fans, America's Pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Captains!
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at nopec.org.
Top of the seventh inning, Lake County with a 5-0 lead over Cedar Rapids. Captains will go to their pen for the first time tonight after Aaron Davenport was outstanding. Six innings with only one hit allowed, two walks, and eight strikeouts. Another gem from Davenport, and he's gotten the run support as well. Two in the third off two solo blasts for Lake County. And in the sixth, three runs scored, highlighted by a Corey Holland double where he ended it at home plate due to a throwing error and a lot of other events that led to quite the chaotic play, but Holland making it a 5-0 game. So now it's Torres looking for a bounce-back effort. Money on the hill tonight for this seventh. With a 5-0 lead, first pitch here is a breaking ball called strike to Mikey Perez. It's 4-5-6 for Cedar Rapids. They just have one hit through six, hoping for more success against Lake County's Penn. Torres, the windup, the kick in the 0-1. Perez pops it up. Left side, it'll go foul. Count 0-2. On Tuesday, Torres went two-thirds of an inning, allowing two hits and three earned runs. With two walks and a strikeout, allowed two homers. Lake County did win that game. Torres, the 0-2. Fastball, call strike three. Torres gets a K to start his relief appearance, catching Mikey Perez looking for out number one. Torres been better than he's been worse since coming back, of course, from leaving the team. And Lenny, of course, a first-round pick, 2018, from Beacon High School in Beacon, New York. He grew up just an hour 30 from New York City. Torres, a fastball, slider, and a changeup. And a guy that Cleveland as an organization still values as someone who could potentially be a starter down the line as well. But, of course, the way the season's panned out for Lenny in a relief appearance coming back from being away from the team. As the fastball is low, count 1-1. And he has the stuff. A fastball that's in the mid-90s can max out at. It did 93 on that pitch to Perez that got strike three. And a first-round guy, competitive balance pick 2018, Torres. 1-1. Fastball low inside, count 2-0. This to Wander Javier, who struck out in the second and grounded out to third in the fifth. The only Colonels hit tonight coming from Dylan Noisy, the right fielder, a double in the fifth inning. 2-1 pitch from Torres, broken bat, a looper into left, backtracking Tolentino, and he makes the play in shallow left for out number two. That shattered bat went the foul territory down the third base line, and it's picked up by the third base coach for Cedar Rapids. Looks like the manager, Brian Dinkelman. That one almost went as long as the ball, that shattered bat.
Yeah, pretty close. The bat going farther than the base, and luckily it landed foul. Would have been a scary play had it been in play, but wasn't the case. And now Lenny Torres off to a really good start in his relief appearance tonight.
Two quick outs. We'll now take on Willie Joe Gary Jr., who swings at the first pitch. High fly ball left field, backtracking now, moving a couple steps to his right. Holland makes the grab. 1-2-3-7 for Lenny Torres. It is stretch time here in East Lake, Ohio. Seventh inning stretch brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains, and everything you love. Captains 5, Colonels nothing. Bottom of the seventh we go on your home for Captains Baseball, WJCU.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official Captain's gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in Captain's gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic Captain's merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll Student Experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Bottom of the seventh inning, and Cedar Rapids will go back to their pen. Sean Mooney, just an inning of work, and he allowed 3 hits, 3 runs in that frame. It's now John Olson who takes the hill. Olson, a right-hander from Rancho Cucamonga, California, 2018 12th round pick. For Olson, he has appeared in this series, and that was back all the way on Tuesday, worked the final inning in what was a 7-5 Lake County victory. He worked a scoreless eighth, allowing just a walk. He will take on for Lake County the top of the order here in the seventh. Captains in full command out to a 5-0 lead. Olson the kick in the 0-1. Tolentino swings a one hopper and caught by Gray on the bare hand. That was a bare hand grab. That was something. It was at his waist, and Gray, instead of using the glove, just caught it with his bare hand and moved to the base. Did I see that wrong?
Yeah, it actually it took like a hop up off the infield grass and went all the way up like chest level, and I think he just kind of reactionary stuck his arm up and pinned it between his hand and his chest.
Wow.
But an incredible reaction and grab by Gray nonetheless. Yeah, that wow pretty much summarizes what we just watched.
Nice play made by the first baseman. Now it's first baseman Joe Naraho at the dish. First pitch from Olson. Breaking ball, called strike, and the upper third of the zone, count 0-1. Naraho tonight 1-for-3 with a homer to deep right on the lawn, 393 feet. The kick in the 0-1 from Olson. Naraho with a check swing. Did he go? No, says the field umpire Glenn Meyerhofer. So the count, a ball and a strike. Lake County tonight, 5 runs, 7 hits, an error. Cedar Rapids, no runs, 1 hit, 2 errors. The 1-1. Naraho lifts a ball into shallow right. Moving to his right, Noisy. To his left, Gary Jr. It's Gary Jr. who makes the call and the catch for the second out in the inning. Captain's trying to avoid going down 1-2-3. It's Alexi Planez at the plate. 0-for-3 night for him. Planez, of course, last night in the bottom of the ninth, had the lone run for Lake County. Different story tonight with Cedar Rapids, the team not scoring. Lake County lost 5-1, up 5-0 here tonight. Olson, the kick in the first pitch. Fastball under the glove of Mack, the catcher. Count 1-0. Olson, the kick in the 1-0 offering. Planez swings, high fly ball deep left field. Turned on that as it goes foul, but another just towering ball hit by Alexi Planez. 104 off the bat. Don't know how many feet because it didn't go fair enough, but wow. 1-1. Fastball outside and high. Count 2-1. On to John Olson, the right-hander, 25 years old. He's made 15 and one-thirds innings pitched with Cedar Rapids, a 4-1-1. Earned run average. Here's the 2-1. Fastball low and away. Count 3-1.
Something we normally don't mention there. He let that pitch clock wind down all the way to 1 second before he lifted his leg. Played it very, very close.
This one with 3 seconds left from Olson's. A fastball that misses outside. Alexi Planez with a rare base on balls for him. And he's aboard with 2 outs. Here in the seventh. For Planez this year, just walk number 11 on the season. Of course, this game, number 78 for him.
Yeah, a guy that's kind of labeled as a bit of a free swinger, gets up there and likes to take his cuts, and we can see why. Just that foul ball and had one earlier today. He just knocks the ball a mile.
Halpin takes a swing and a miss at the first pitch, count now 0-1. And there's going to be comps for, of course, prospects. That's what you do when you're trying to tell people about them. And for Planez, with Cleveland, it's Nosker Gonzalez type, and Gonzalez plenty of power with Cleveland this season and doesn't take a lot of walks. Aggressive.
Yeah, exact same thing. Guy that likes to get in there, and he makes contact is a good thing, though. They're a guy that hits up for average, and they might swing a lot, but they typically see the ball hit the bat.
The 1-1 fastball misses outside. Count now to 2-1. It's Petey Halpin at the plate, who tonight is 1-for-3, a double in the sixth, and came around to score on the sacrifice fly to right from Connor Cox. Olsen the kick in the 2-1. Halpin squares it off the end of the barrel, putting it towards Cedar Rapids dugout. Count 2-2. Boisterous crowd here at the ballpark tonight. Again, a Saturday night. And the jersey giveaway for Bobby Bradley, a captain from 2015, and also was here in 2019 for a spell. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Halpin will call time outside the right-hand batter's box. Captains tonight are looking for their 4th win in the first 5 played in this series. And, of course, stay in stride atop the Midwest League East 2nd half standings. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Olsen to Halpin the pitch. Fastball outside high. Count now full. So the catcher and Mack will jog out to his pitcher and Olsen. And they'll talk briefly. Having to deal with Petey Halpin here, of course. Quick convo. Defense for Cedar Rapids playing shifted a bit to the left. Shortstop in Javier is towards the middle. Third baseman Rucker nearing that shortstop spot. Runner on first is Planez following his base on balls. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And Olsen delivers. Fastball, top of the zone, called third strike. So for the captains, a base runner on, but no runs here in the 7th. All good right now because they're up 5-0. We're through 7 innings of ball here at Classic Park. You're listening to Captains Baseball, WJCU.
Captains Baseball is presented by 5-Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. 5-Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at 5starbrandmeats.com.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly.
It will be raining prizes at Classic Park Saturday, September 10th with Super Mega Prize-a-thon. Join the captains for our annual fan celebration. We'll be giving away prizes all night long, and you never know what you'll take home. Plus, the first 1,000 fans get a free Picantes Pepper bobblehead. Super Mega Prize-a-thon, coming September 10th to Classic Park. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call 440-954-9467. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Top 8, Lenny Torres out for a 2nd inning in relief. Torres at a 1-2-3-7th. Only on 8 pitches. Got a strikeout of Mikey Perez and a pop out of Wander Javier to short and a flat to left of Willie Joe Gary Jr. So that means 7-8-9 for the Colonels. They have 6 outs remaining, needing 5 runs. If not, they will go down for the 4th time in 5 games played in this series. Noisy has the lone hit tonight for Cedar Rapids to begin this inning, facing Torres. First pitch, breaking ball, called strike, count 0-1. Of course, for the Colonels, it's that one hit coming off Aaron Davenport, who went 6 innings tonight, dominant, 8 strikeouts, and a big old goose egg on the scoreboard. Noisy flares 1 foul right side, count now no balls, 2 strikes. Torres on to Noisy. Dark navy blue sky at the ballpark right now, nearing 8:35, that 2-hour mark of the game. Another quick moving one because, again, Cedar Rapids offense, not a lot of long innings from them. So it's 0-2 right now. Torres on to Noisy. Righty versus righty matchup. Torres the pitch. Breaking ball. Called strike three. On the inner half, Noisy taking a little while to get outside the right-hand batter's box. A little frustrated. And that's out number one of this eighth inning.
Yeah, that's an eighth inning that's brought to you by NOPEC. It's the largest nonprofit energy aggregator in Ohio. NOPEC provides you peace of mind with competitive pricing and no tricky contracts. Visit NOPEC.org to find out why NOPEC is a safe choice in a volatile market.
So now it's Charles Mack. He was 0-2 entering the game against Aaron Davenport and then made it 0-4 with three strikeouts combined. Mack facing Torres here. And again, the Colonel's just looking for someone to spark them. It's on and off offense, and case in point, Lake County won last night, 5-7, 5 runs on 7 hits tonight. And Cedar Rapids put up 5 last night, 9 hits, and no runs and a hit tonight. It's amazing. Game of baseball, different day and a whole different result as of right now. The counts, too. Yep.
Credit to Lake County pitching tonight for that, too.
Of course.
It's been all of them for the most part.
As Mack lines one right to the right fielder, Petey Halpin, who just takes a step to his left to catch the baseball. There's out number two. So now it's Dalton Shuffield coming up to the plate, the nine-hitter for the Colonels. Torres really strong in relief, and he's a guy who can go long. Again, Torres, a man who started games this year for Lake County. In a 5-0 game, the way he's pitching, he may get the ninth, and that would be huge for Captain's bullpen that could use a lot of their arms because a lot of guys only pitch once the series in tomorrow's series finale. As a breaking ball hits on the outer half, count 0-1.
And you talk about that, and it's also going to be second start of the week for Doug Nikhazy, so you imagine maybe a little bit of reduced pitch count there for him. Not going to want to let him go 90 pitches off the reduced days of rest. So.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, we talked about with Nikhazy. He prefers that, but Lake County again puts their pitch, and I say Lake County, it's obviously to Cleveland and their development and what they feel philosophy-wise, they'll put limits on guys if they need to, and with 5 starters, you may see that tomorrow with Nikhazy, you may not. Count no balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Torres looking for 6 up, 6 down, trying to retire Dalton Shuffield. He does! Swing and a miss. Torres pounds his chest, and a big outing for him. 6 outs and 3 strikeouts for Lenny Torres. We go to the bottom of the eighth. 5-0 Captains, full steam ahead. WJCU.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Bottom of the eighth inning. Captains just trying to add some insurance before the ninth. Lake County now warming up Matt Turner for the ninth inning. Lake County's up 5-0. They had Torres go 6 up, 6 down. Torres only 17 pitches. He can get the ninth, maybe warming up Turner just in case. But, again, I wouldn't be opposed to Torres going out for there for the ninth, especially with the runs 5-0. Lake County has a lead on the Colonels. But, of course, again, you want to get guys' use. And it's not even because
again, not knock on Torres if he doesn't come out for that inning. Just, hey, Matt Turner, the last time he's pitched, well, the last time he's pitched actually was on the 25th, so that's against my point. As Cox lines one foul near Zach Fash of the bullpen catcher, but the ball avoids him, and the count 1-1. Turner went inning scoreless there as well, but maybe just trying to get him more work is also, but...
Yeah, honestly, I'd like to see him go back to Torres for that. I mean, he's pitching really well right now, and I'm sure Lenny wants to get back out to being a starter. I'm sure that's his end goal and where he wants to be, so I say let him go three innings out of the pen, and when he's this dominant, why not?
Just because you never know what tomorrow will bring. Of course, you run the risk as a fastball here hits on the outside half, count 1-2. You want your bullpen just to keep guys consistent and regular. Not really the right word, regular, but you want to pitch them at least twice a week, and you do with Doug Nikhazy on the hill tomorrow. I anticipate a good outing, so you might not get to everybody. So I understand, again, limiting somebody, but... Again, all depends on situation and spot as a breaking ball misses inside to Cox here, count 2-2. It's Connor Cox, Gabriel Rodriguez, Corey Holland, 5-6-7 for Lake County due up with a 5-0 lead. Of course, Turner may want to pitch tonight also, and they have him up and throwing right now. Cox swings, fouls it back. They did warm up Burgos earlier as well, but did not go to him and now go to Turner, their other lefty in the pen. Getting loose.
I mean, I'll tell you who's going to be in that dugout lobbying to come back out on the mound. It's Lenny Torres.
This team hungry, and we felt that at BP today as well. As Cox swings, fouls one back to the net 2-2. We didn't talk about it yet, but guys talking playoffs already. And not too early either. You have a two-game lead, but the scenarios, how they – and not, you know, hypotheticals, oh, if we lose these games, could we still get in? No. Hey, we got to keep winning because we want to play come second week of September. 2-2, Cox swings, line drive, base hit into left. Connor Cox with his first hit of the night. Had the sack fly earlier in the sixth and now on base to begin this bottom of the eighth. Speaking of the playoffs, let's take a look at the Midwest League scoreboard presented by University Hospitals. Well, West Michigan doing what they have to right now against the South Bend Cubs. West Michigan up 3-1 on the Cubbies at home. Of course, South Bend, a five-game lead on Beloit in the Midwest League West second-half standings, trying to deny the Skycarp from a playoff spot. Fort Wayne up 7-0 on Great Lakes. How about that? The Tin Caps getting a W, trying to get their 50th win of the season. They're 46-71 on the year. Dayton and Quad Cities. Dayton with a win would get back to 500. They're up 3-2 on the River Bandits. Peoria, Beloit. Beloit's up 5-2, so they'd get a game if South Bend does lose to West Michigan tonight. And the other score in the Midwest League this evening, bottom of the fourth, Lansing's up 2-0 on Wisconsin. The Timber Rattlers just have one hit through the first three innings. So it's 0-1 here onto Gabriel Rodriguez. He's hit the ball hard all times he's been up tonight. Three, a double play, 9-3 on a lineout, and then two singles for Rodriguez, a stolen base, and he's come around to score. Pickoff throw from Olsen, the right-hander, back to the bag. Connor Cox with a head-first dive into first safely. The 0-1. Fastball and a called strike on the outer half. Count 0-2 to Gabriel Rodriguez here for Lake County. Just trying to add some insurance so the ninth's easier on whoever throws it, Turner or Torres, for the captains come the ninth. The 0-2. Rodriguez swings, line drive, foul down the right field line. Going was Cox, and you don't want a duplicate hit-and-run situation with a double play, but Lake County did go back to that with an 0-2 count.
Yeah, Cox looked like he was itching to go pretty much this whole at-bat, kind of taking half steps as he sees the pitcher getting set. So it was just a matter of time before he really took off and tried it there, but no avail with the foul ball.
So it's no balls, two strikes, no outs. Cox, the runner at first, captain's five, Colonel's nothing here in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the 0-2. Broken bat, weak ground ball, right side. First baseman in gray turn towards second, now has to take his body 180 and flip it to the pitcher in Olsen, who steps on the bag for out number one. Gray almost tries to go and get the lead runner, but Cox hustling right away. So it's a 3-1 first baseman to the pitcher and moves over Cox. So really just a sacrifice bunt there.
Yeah, not a hard hit ball at all. Wouldn't be surprised to see if that cracked the bat on that swing, but just a dribbler and good decision by Gray. Took a little extra of a second, but had the time to do so.
So it's Corey Holland at the dish, runner on second, Connor Cox. Lake County Captains 5, Cedar Rapid Colonels nothing. Look back from Olson. Big lead for Cox off the base. Olson's first pitch to Holland, breaking ball, called strike. Corey Holland had that RBI double in the sixth that resulted in him coming home after going to third on a throwing error and where the ball wound up rolling into the dugout. Holland scored, and it's 5-0. Lake County, your score ever since. The 0-1. Holland swings off the end of the bat and going into right field. The right fielder head high. Noisy makes the grab. A strong throw here. So strong it's over and past the bag. Nice job by Rucker to corral it in. Cox does tag from second. He's now 90 feet away from scoring with two outs. And Mike Amditas will get a fourth plate appearance.
Amditas coming to the plate. One of those guys that's just come through in the clutch when you need RBIs and there's guys in scoring position. And Amditas tends to be the guy you want at the plate.
So it is Mike Amditas here. It's an 0 for 2 on the day, Amditas with a walk. But you mentioned it. He capitalizes in RBI opportunities. Olson, the kick in the first pitch to Amditas. Breaking ball called strike. Count 0-1. Amditas on the year, 29 hits, 24 runs batted in.
Seems like every time he comes to the plate and he wants to put one into the field, there's somebody ready to come around and score.
Look over from Olson to third, 0-1, pitch in the dirt, bounces away from the catcher. Coming home, Cox, the flip throw to the pitcher, not in time. Connor Cox with a head first dive into home plate before the glove of Olson, and it's now Lake County 6, Cedar Rapids nothing here in the bottom of the 8th.
I'll tell you what, I really like this new look Captains on the base pass. They're aggressive, they're just out there with antics, they're doing anything they can. This isn't a team that's stolen a lot of bases this year. Bottom of the Midwest League, I believe they're in 11th in stolen bases. But towards this tail half of the year, you wouldn't know it. This is a team that's trying to run a lot more and being very, very aggressive on the base pass.
So now Mike Amditas doesn't have an RBI spot, but can continue this 8th if he so pleases. One ball, one strike. Olson the pitch, and it's a fastball low and away. Count 2-1. Captains now at a 6-0 lead, so it'll take quite the effort from Cedar Rapids come the 9th. 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. The pitch, fastball high and outside, count 3-1. Amditas will reattach the gloves and now step back in. The 3-1 from Olson. Amditas, a swing and a miss. Count now full. Turner continues to throw for Lake County. Again, either he or Torres for the 9th. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Olson trying to complete this inning with just the lone run. Coming home to score. Payoff pitch. Amditas fouls it back to the back wall. First Cedar Rapids come the 9th. They will have the top of the order for a fourth go-around, and they're going to try and produce. Believe it or not, that third time through the order, again, just one man getting on. Each time through the order, one person got on base. Amditas swings, fouls one right towards the ball boy, who's mad he couldn't grab it on a bare hand grab. It went in and out of his glove, and then he went... Oh, he tensed up his fists like that.
Everybody wants to make the plays tonight, John. Even the guys not on the field. Not directly in play, I should say.
The payoff. Amditas, a ground ball up the middle, moving to his right. Shuffield to field, throws the first, and that ends the frame. But the Captains do get one run on one hit, no errors, and none left on. Connor Cox at first moved after a ground out, a flyout, came home on a wild pitch. We go to the 9th. Lake County, 6, Cedar Rapids, nothing, WJCU.
It will be raining prizes at Classic Park Saturday, September 10th with Super Mega Prize-a-thon. Join the Captains for our annual fan celebration. We'll be giving away prizes all night long, and you never know what you'll take home. Plus, the first 1,000 fans get a free Picantes Pepper bobblehead. Super Mega Prizeathon, coming September 10th to Classic Park. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call 440-954-9467. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan, featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Captains will go to Matt Turner for the top of the ninth. Lake County with 6 runs tonight, 8 hits, an error. Cedar Rapids, no runs, 1 hit, 2 errors. Lake County this season, as a team, in a game against an opponent, have kept, it was Cedar, or I should say Lansing, to just 1 hit. That was back on April 30th in game 1 of a doubleheader. So that was the last time that a team only managed 1 hit against the Captains. Tonight, Aaron Davenport went 6 innings of work with 8 strikeouts, allowing 3 base runners. Then Lenny Torres went 17 pitches, 6 up, 6 down in the 7th and 8th, and now Matt Turner will take the ball for Lake County and try and complete a win here in the 9th. He will face the top of the order, Jake Rucker, Pat Winkle, Seth Gray. Those men all combined for 0 for 8. Winkle did walk in his last plate appearance.
I feel like it's been kind of a lost storyline here tonight in a way. The Captain's pitching, we've been talking about it, but right now going for a combined 1 hitter. You mentioned the stats, it's been since April 30th. It's an incredible feat by any pitching staff. This team's just firing on all cylinders, top to bottom.
First pitch from Turner's a fastball, misses low and outside. Count 1-0 on to Jake Rucker. Matt Turner enters for the 26th time this season. 35 innings pitched, 29 Ks to 28 walks, and a 6.69 earned run average. Rucker swings, ground ball right to the third baseman, Rodriguez. He throws across the diamond, beats Rucker by a step, and there's out number one here in the ninth. Hey, Captains fans, remember to stay tuned for the Lake County Captains wrap-up show immediately following the final pitch and final out in tonight's game. Jake and I will be back to recap it all from tonight's, what the Captains hope, is a victory. Up 6-0, of course, with one out here in the top of the ninth. Pat Winkle at the plate, 0 for 2 with a walk. First pitch is a fastball high, count 1-0. Winkle with the base on balls, and again, one of only 3 Colonels to reach base tonight. Turner the kick in the 1-0. Winkle a swing and a miss, 1-1. It's a lefty versus lefty, Turner on to Winkle. Turner went on Thursday night in the 8th inning, 9 pitches in a 1-2-3 inning. So trying to do that again here tonight. Winkle a chopper. It's over the head of Turner. Sprinting in, Tolentino fields right of the second base bag and throws the first in time for out number 2. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are down to their final out. For the Colonels, that final hope is Seth Gray. He's not unfamiliar in this series with late inning homers. He had a 2-run homer back on Thursday. That was in the 9th and extended it to a 3-run lead for Cedar Rapids. They would lose 9-8 and 11. Or 10-9 and 11, excuse me. Breaking ball hits. There's so many runs in that game. Count 0-1 as a breaking ball hits. But All the runs coming tonight from the Captains. 6-0 they lead. 0-1, Turner the lefty on Gray the lefty. The kick and the pitch. Fastball called strike on the inside corner, count 0-2. Colonels down to their final strike. It's been a dominant performance tonight for Lake County. Offensively, 6 runs, 8 hits with 2 homers and 2 doubles. Cedar Rapids has been dominated by Lake County pitching tonight, just 1 hit allowed. Captains trying to take 4 of the first 5 games, the 0-2. Fastball high, count 1-2. Turner the look in, the shake of the head. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Gray down on strikes, a 1-2-3 ninth from Matt Turner. And the Lake County Captains with a shutout victory of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. 6-0 Lake County tonight.
Yeah, it was all pitching here for Lake County. I mean, top to bottom, just the 1 hit allowed. Great ninth by Matt Turner. Great 2 innings by Lenny Torres and Aaron Davenport. 6 innings just allowing that 1 hit and striking out 8. And the offense came to play and gave them the run support they needed. 2 early home runs and a lot of chaotic runs like the Corey Holland double that you'll hear in the wrap-up show coming up.
Yeah, the first shutout for Lake County since July 12th when they shut out the Dragons 1-0. 6-0 win tonight, 6 runs, 8 hits, an error. No runs, 1 hit, 2 errors for Cedar Rapids. Coming up next, the Lake County Captains wrap-up show. Jake and I will recap Captains' victory when we return here on WJCU.
Lake County Captains Baseball has been brought to you by University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhhospitals.org. By Meritech, make digital transformation simple. Empower your future, empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer. Whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank, committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential learning, and personal formation. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at wjcu.org. Miss any of today's game? Stay tuned. The WJCU Captains Wrap-Up Show is coming right up.
Do you love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Discount Drug Mart has you covered in 3 easy steps. 1, get a courtesy plus card at Drug Mart. 2, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. 3, start using your courtesy plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
It will be raining prizes at Classic Park Saturday, September 10th with Super Mega Prize-a-thon. Join the Captains for our annual fan celebration. We'll be giving away prizes all night long, and you never know what you'll take home.
Plus, the first 1,000 fans get a free Picantes Pepper bobblehead. Super Mega Prize-a-thon, coming September 10th to Classic Park. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call 440-954-9467. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Thank you for listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. It's time to take a look back at today's game with the Captains Wrap-Up Show. Now here's John Vicari.
Lake County Captains Wrap-Up Show here on WJCU. Lake County 6-0 victory tonight. 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Cedar Rapids. No runs, 1 hit, and 2 errors. Lake County with a dominant from beginning to end, not only hitting with 6 runs, but pitching, limiting Cedar Rapids to just a hit. A Cedar Rapids offense, by the way, that's second in the Midwest League in homers and top 5 in batting average. We'll recap it all. It's a lot of Aaron Davenport highlights for good reason. He was dominant tonight, including, of course, the first. It was a 12-pitch, 1-2-3 inning where he had 2 Ks, one of Jake Rucker, the other Seth Gray. 1-2-2. Davenport to look into the left-hand hitting Gray. Looking for a 1-2-3 first. And he gets it. A swing and a miss by Gray. Aaron Davenport with a commanding first inning. 2 Ks and 1-2-3 retires the Colonels' top of the order.
Yeah, and Davenport's dominant night continued very early in the second. He'd walk the leadoff hitter in Mikey Perez and then an errant throw on a pickoff attempt towards first would allow Prez to go to third, but it'd be back-to-back Ks in that inning following that, and this the fourth one on to Willie Joe Gary Jr.
Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Gary Jr. chased a fastball above his head. 94 from Aaron Davenport. He's getting that fastball in the two-strike pitch to work to his favor tonight. Lake County offensively in the first, the walk from Alon Tolentino, nothing more. Connor Cox would walk to begin the second, and unfortunate timing with a hit-and-run call. Gabriel Rodriguez lined out to right, and because Cox took off and didn't realize the ball was caught, it'd be a DP, 9-3, for 2 outs in the second for pitcher Jalen Nowlin. Rodriguez was left in scoring position. As he swings here at the first pitch, a line drive right to right fielder Noisy. It was a hit and run, so taking off was Cox. He's at third, but he'll be doubled up at the base. So that backfires for Lake County. Rodriguez struck it well, but Noisy made the better play in right, and there's two away.
Yeah, then coming around in the top of the third, the captain's got things going. We were mid-form report and just couldn't stop talking about things that were happening that weren't the game, apparently, on our bad. But in that inning, we'd see solo shots from both Aaron Bracho and Joe Naranjo. The captains would take a 2-0 lead. But it'd be scoreless from there on out, all the way up until the sixth inning. But in the top of the sixth, before some more runs came across, it was more Aaron Davenport. Davenport would end that inning with a strikeout of Seth Gray, his eighth and final strikeout of the night.
He's allowed just 1 hit and 3 base runners in total. It's been an excellent start for him, but the most important thing being a 0 on the board for his adversary, Cedar Rapids. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Aaron Davenport, have yourself a night. The right-hander pounds the right fist into the glove, fired up, and he should be. 8 strikeouts tonight. And 6 innings with no runs allowed. Yeah, Aaron Davenport tonight was fantastic. Again, the 8 strikeouts in total, allowing just 3 base runners. He struck out in the 4th, 1-2 in the 5th after allowing a double and a runner in scoring position, and then that 8th and final strikeout in the 6th. It was great for Aaron Davenport tonight, and again, just 3 base runners allowed, 2 in scoring position that he worked out of. Lake County put a 3 spot up in the bottom of the 6th. It all began with a double from Petey Halpin. Connor Cox then would provide Halpin coming home. Halpin would move to 3rd on an errant throw from behind the plate from Charles Mack, the catcher, and a sacrifice fly from Cox made it a 3-0 score. The 2-1. Cox swings, puts it in the air to right field. Moving to his right and in, Noisy, he makes the grab on the run. Halpin will tag the throw from Noisy coming to the plate. The catcher in Mack fields it, but the tag not in time. He tried to swipe it on the back of Petey Halpin, who was already past him to his right. It was a good effort from the catcher, but Halpin with his speed. His run number 3 for Lake County tonight, 3-0 in the 6th.
Yeah, and after that, the Connor Cox sack fly, Gabriel Rodriguez would immediately single and steal a base, put himself in scoring position. Then it was really a chaotic play. It was a deep Corey Holland fly ball into right center field. It was right at the wall, so Gabriel Rodriguez didn't know if he should tag back or continue going, so he delayed his tag and went on it. But he blew through a stop sign at 3rd, drew a throw home to the plate. That throw would get away and go into the dugout. Corey Holland, meanwhile, racing around the bases all the way to 3rd with the ball going into the dugout. He would score a double with a couple of errors, and Captains would go up 5-0.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Rodriguez off second base with the lead. Holland swings, high fly ball to deep right field. Backtracking Gary Jr. as is Noisy, and that ball is off the top of the wall. Gary Jr. will pick it up. Rodriguez into 3rd, and he will get the throw call around. The throw comes home, and the glove of Mack will roll toward the dugout steps of Lake County. It'll roll down the steps. Holland hits 3rd and now crosses the plate. Whether he gets to go home is the question, or he'll stay at 3rd. Rodriguez did score after a cutoff came into Javier, and he fired home, but they will give it to Corey Holland, who without his helmet in triumph puts both hands up, and he gives Lake County 2 more runs. What we'll score it, we'll see, but it's a 5-0 Lake County lead. Yeah, for Lake County, with right there, Corey Holland, a lot going on, but it was ruled a double, an RBI double, and an error that would bring Holland home. The ball rolling into the dugout. 2 errors in that inning, 3 runs, 3 hits for Lake County offensively. Then Lenny Torres would take over in the 7th and 8th, and he was dominant. He threw a 1-2-3, 8-pitch 7th with a strikeout to begin, and then a pop-up to short and a fly-out to left. Then 2 Ks in the 8th, 1 caught looking, a line-out to right, and then a swing and a miss from Dalton Shuffield that ended 2 innings overall from Lenny Torres. 6 straight, Cedar Rapids Colonels retired in a row. Count no balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Torres looking for 6 up, 6 down, trying to retire Dalton Shuffield. He does! Swing and a miss. Torres pounds his chest, and a big outing for him. 6 outs and 3 strikeouts for Lenny Torres.
Yeah, Lenny was incredible, and really Captain's pitching incredible top to bottom tonight. But in the home half, leading 5-0, they want to attack another run on before that top of the 9th. So Connor Cox would lead it off with a single. He'd advance to 2nd on a softly hit ball by Gabriel Rodriguez to first base. No double play being able to be turned there, so just out at 1st. On a fly ball to right, he would tag and go to 3rd with Cox. And then on a wild pitch that didn't get too far away from the catcher in Mack, he would race home and beat the tag in a bang-bang play. Connor Cox giving the Captains a lead, 6-0.
Look over from Olsen to 3rd, 0-1, pitch in the dirt, bounces away from the catcher. Coming home, Cox, the flip throw to the pitcher, not in time. Connor Cox with a head-first dive into home plate before the glove of Olsen, and it's now Lake County 6, Cedar Rapids nothing here in the bottom of the 8th. Yeah, Lake County getting another run there. Then, after only 17 pitches from Torres, it was 2 innings worked clean, but Lake County was going to go to another arm, went to Matt Turner, and Turner was excellent. Back-to-back appearances for him with 9 pitches thrown, 1-2-3 went the Colonels into the night. Only one hit through nine innings for Cedar Rapids tonight. It was a 1-2-3 from Turner that ended with a K. Turner the look in, the shake of the head. One ball, two outs, the kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Gray down on strikes, a 1-2-3 ninth from Matt Turner. And the Lake County Captains with a shutout victory of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, 6-0 Lake County tonight. Yeah, Lake County tonight with a 6-0 victory, 6 runs, 8 hits, an error, no runs, 1 hit, 2 errors for Cedar Rapids. Colonels dropped to 69-50. Lake County improves to 68-49. By the way, with 2 weeks and 13 games remaining, Lake County with 3 more wins than they got all of 2021 in 4 less games played. The Captains with a win, and Aaron Davenport got the win, now 5-6 on the year. Now Lynn got the loss, 1-1 through 2 appearances in his high A career. The game was a quick one, 2 hours and 11 minutes, and again Lake County with the victory tonight. And the attendance, one last thing. Oh no, attendance isn't there, that's why I didn't read it, and usually goes right from time to attendance, but not the indication there. I'll get that for tomorrow, or at least for the end of tonight. Anyway, it was a great job all around. Worked through some technical difficulties again tonight, but worked through it pretty well. And I'm not talking about the farm report. I'm talking about on the talk back with everything. But Logan Witowski back in the studio did a great job producing tonight's ball game, cutting up all the highlights, keeping this broadcast afloat, and, of course, the farm report. Great job with Jake Volnick as well up here in the booth, helping me on air this evening. There's one final game in this series. It's tomorrow afternoon. Lake County Captains and Cedar Rapids Colonels back in action. 1 p.m. first pitch, meaning a 12:40 warm-up show. It'll be Doug Nicasey taking the hill for Lake County, the left-hander, and to be determined, taking the hill for Cedar Rapids. We'll let you know about that tomorrow. They're still indecisive about who will start for tomorrow's game, but we'll know eventually, and that's why you turn in to the warm-up show. But I'm John Vicari. Thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday night with us here on WJCU. Final score, final time, Lake County Captains 6, Cedar Rapids Colonels nothing. I'm John Vicari, and thank you for listening to Captains Baseball on your home for it, WJCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run!
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Mentor Nissan, featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Mentor Nissan.
Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Thank you for listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lake County Captains and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lake County Captains.